Good evening and welcome to the Van Sitters Field, week two of the high school football season. Sioux High getting ready to take on the Grayling Vikings in week two of this high school football campaign. Both teams come in at 1-0. Dave Watson, Ryan Wolin here at the Van Sitters Field to broadcast tonight's game for you, and hope you enjoy the broadcast here on Radio Sioux and 1230 WSOO.com and the TuneIn app as well. Sioux High in their home blue uniforms with the of course, dominant blue on there with the white numerals, the white lettering, and the white helmets with the blue numerals on the back of the helmets and the Blue Devil logo on the left side of the helmets with the blue face masks and the white football pants. And Sioux High will move from right to left as seen on your radio dial for this first quarter. Grayling in their road white uniforms with the forest green numerals and lettering in the forest green helmets, the black football pants. They'll move from left to right as seen in your radio dial. They'll defend the north end zone. Sioux High will defend the south end zone. And it will be Chris Kiekhafer to get things going for Sioux High as he puts the ball on the hash for the Blue Devils from the Sioux High 40. Grayling will have two men back deep, and number 11 for the Vikings is a deep man. That's Corbin Allen with number 10, Tavion Hall, to receive the opening kickoff for this game here in week two, Northern Michigan Football Conference Legends Division matchup, the first divisional matchup of the year for both teams in conference play. Kiekhafer gets the signal from the referee, whistle is blown, and there's the kick, and it's end over end. It's shaded to the left side. It takes a big hop and rolls all the way down out of bounds towards the end zone, and that will be a touchback, and Grayling will take over at the 20-yard line of the Vikings. First and 10 to start this game off here tonight, and actually they're going to move it to the 40. I wondered if it went out of bounds before it hit the pylon, and it went
about the
1 yard line.
Yes,
that was close.
Yeah, it was a good deep kick.
So that's of course a automatic penalty flag,
yep,
with it going out of bounds. That was close,
yes,
of being a touchback.
I think you're going to see a trench fight here. It's all going to be about the line of scrimmage. And I think Sioux High is just going to do the best they can to stuff the run. And hopefully they had some good work in their defensive backfield this week of practice.
Good field position for Grayling. They move it now up to the 40 on the procedure penalty and the kick going out of bounds. And now the Vikings will now they'll bring it back to the 35.
You know, trips.
Wow. Is it at the 35, 40? No, 35. Who's on first? Who's on second? We don't know. And now they go with a spread offense, trips to the right, as Ryan alluded to, one lone receiver to the left, one lone setback. They hand it off on a draw play just shy of the 40 to about the 39-yard line goes the ball carrier for Grayling, Jake Husband. He's a junior and brought down just shy of the 40.
Yeah, just a quick trap up the middle to the fullback, just testing things out here. Again, like I said, I think they're going to try to control the line of scrimmage. Good stop by Sioux High, good surge for the defensive line.
4 yard gain for Husband and the Vikings. They go second down coming up in six and spread offense with several receivers. They throw over the middle. It sails over everybody's head as Oshelski tipped it over there, incomplete to the left side, and it will bring up the next down for the Vikings. Third and six from their own 39.
Yeah, good coverage by Sioux High. Their quarterback really had nowhere to throw the ball, and he threw it high, uncatchable ball. First third down of this defensive series. Let's hope Sioux High can get a stop here, get the ball back.
Third and six, they go twins to the right and twins to the left. A shotgun formation for the quarterback, and the halfback's on his left hip. Back to pass, looking. He'll throw screen pass left side. It's dropped. He was looking for Fletcher Quinlan, was the quarterback for the Vikings. That's Ethan Koharik, and that will bring up fourth down from the 39 of the Vikings, and you would think they'll be punting here. We shall see with 11:21 to go. This is going to be, as Ryan said, a battle of field position. One would think they'll punt.
I think we got lucky right there, too, because it looked like a drop pass. I think that kid, he should have caught the ball. Looks like they're going for it, though, Dave.
Oh, this is surprising to me. Now it's fourth and six. Koharik now in shotgun. I'm surprised by this.
Yeah, I mean,
now, he might be the punter as he's backpedaling back, and now he's going to punt it. So you can do that when you have a quarterback slash punter, and it's a booming punt, a good one, and it bounces about the 27 of Sioux High, and the Blue Devils take over first and 10 after the punt by Koharik.
I was going to say that'd be a pretty brave decision to first possession of the game to go for it on fourth down there. Yeah. especially the field position that they had. They were only on their own 40-yard line. So I think, again, Sioux High, they're going to do a lot of what they did last week, hand the ball off up the middle to Cale Bell and try to go off tackle with Rakegum and just control the line of scrimmage for them as well.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line for the Blue Devils from their own 30. This is Callan Campbell in the shotgun. He has twins to the left, and nobody out as a receiver to the right. One lone setback off his left hip. Now on the first and 10 from the Blue Devil 30, Campbell now in a little draw play, hands off. It's a little screen pass right side, or screen run to the right side. He'll try to bounce off to the edge. Does the Blue Devil number 26, Alex Jacek, as Jacek gains a few yards on that play.
Yeah, just a quick little sweep out of the shotgun set off to the right side. Way to get upfield, gain a couple of yards to set up this second down for Sioux High.
1 yard gain, second and 9 coming up now for Sioux High. Twins to the left, nobody out to the right. And halfback off his left hip, Jacek. It's a screen pass underthrown. He was looking over for Max Scott, and he underthrew him by about 3 feet on that play. Third down coming up for Sioux High.
Yeah, it looked like they just wanted to do a quick bubble screen to Max Scott there, give him some space in the field to make a move on the corner. Just an incomplete throw, didn't get to him in time.
It will bring up third and 8 now for the Blue Devils from their own 32-yard line. Campbell in the shotgun. Twins to the left, nobody out to the right. One lone setback off his left hip is Jacek again. And now a man in motion, Lujan, from right to left. Back to pass Campbell. He'll float over to his left side. He's under duress, and down he goes. Right in his grill right away was number 9, Aldridge. And the Vikings quickly bring him down. I think they watched some game film the way they attacked him there.
Oh, yeah, they brought their corner right up when they saw that motion coming to the left side of the of us on the field here. And good cover sack by Grayling right there.
Aldrich, one of their top players at the sack. It brings up 4th and 15. Blue Devils will punt it away from their own 25-yard line. And now Sioux High will get Kiefer to do the punting duties. Shaded just off his 15, standing at the Sioux High 13. Back deep for Grayling. They have a man back deep as the punt returner. It's a high end-over-end punt taken by number 11. He'll backpedal to the 30. He'll twirl around. That's Corbin Allen. Now back to the right he'll go, trying to get around Salcido. He's knocked out at the 45 of the Vikings. Good field position. Knocking him out there was number 60, Carson Cronemeyer, on special teams for Sioux High.
I was surprised to see Sioux High come out in a shotgun set there. I thought they would go back to what worked for them against Escanaba last week. So we'll see if Sioux High stays in that shotgun set. Second defensive series for Sioux High here. I'd expect them to control the line of scrimmage.
We didn't see Rakegum. We didn't see Bell.
No.
It was interesting. Jacek,
yeah,
right off the hop. And now it will be the Vikings on first and 10. A shotgun formation for the quarterback for Grayling. That's Koharik. Koharik now quickly hands off in a sweep play to the left side, Aldridge. A lot of blue shirts are over there, and they bring him down at about the 47-yard line. He'll gain maybe a yard or two on the play. It will be number 9, Josh Aldridge, a junior running back for Grayling.
Yeah, great job by Sioux High defense to control the edge right there. He had nowhere to go. He cut up field, maybe gained a yard. Second down here.
Gains 2 on the play officially, and it will bring up 2nd and 8 from the 47 of Grayling, so basically midfield. Koharik now in the shotgun, one lone setback directly behind him. They go with trips to the right again, one lone receiver to the left. Now that halfback's off his left hip, and he'll hand off to him on a draw play right up the middle, and he'll garner some yardage there into Blue Devil territory about the Sioux High 47-yard line. That's the big fullback Husband again. He's a junior.
Yeah, good hard run by Husband there. Just a quick little draw play up the middle. Going to bring up the first third down, or the second third down of this game for the Sioux High defense. I would expect a quick pass here by Grayling.
So he gains on that play as he's able to get it 6 yards. And now it will bring up a 3rd and 2 from the Sioux High 47. Vikings and a third down convert coming up. They go with twins to the right. Shotgun formation. One lone setback is the fullback off his left hip. Twins to the left. And now they will hand off. It's Husband. Not much doing there. I don't think he got the first down.
No, I don't think so.
Host of Blue Devils are there to bring him down. Fourth down. But, you know, this is one of those things. A game could be in the trenches. you're in four down territory typically.
Yeah, and they did have success on the last play right up the middle. All they did there was the same play, but they faked to the fullback. Quarterback kept it. Good surge by the Sioux High defensive line to stuff them at the line of scrimmage.
They're going to line up as if they're going up for it on fourth down. We'll see if it's a decoy. And now this is the quarterback in shotgun. He'll hand off to Husband. He'll go right up the middle. Second effort will try to get him the first down. And he does. He gets the first down. The second effort was enough for Grayling.
Yeah, good play call. I think that was a pretty good decision by Grayling there to go for it. They kind of had the momentum there going up the middle. So I would expect maybe pass here. They've been going up the middle a lot. Watch for the play action over top.
It's the first third down conversion of the game by either team, and now it's first and 10 for the Vikings from the Sioux High 43. And this is the quarterback and the shotgun, split backs on each side of them, twins to the left. And now Kaharick hands off to Aldridge. He'll sweep to the left side, not much doing there as he lost yardage, about a yard on the play, and a host of Blue Devils in on the tackle. Horrigan was in on the play for Sioux High with Big John Burke.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to do a little counter, a little misdirection play. Just a quick little sweep up the left side, off tackle. Good defensive play by Sioux High to stop him right at the line of scrimmage.
Second effort gave Husband a yard on the play. It was a very workable, a very blue-collar first or 1 yard gain on the play. He really had to work for that one. And it's second and 9 for the Vikings from the Sioux High 43. Under 7 minutes to go, opening quarter. No score on a beautiful night at the Van Sitters. Home opener for Sioux High. And now this is Kaharick in the shotgun. One lone setback behind him. Twins to the left, a receiver off to the right. Now back to pass looking. Now he'll hand off. A little decoy play there. And this is going to be the big fullback spinning away from would-be tacklers. And his second effort gets him all the way to the 33-yard line. That's Jake Husband with a big run and a Vikings first down.
That was a really late draw play right there. I thought they were going to pass the ball. Good execution on the draw by Grayling, and good second effort again. Couple missed tackles for Sioux High. I think that they thought he was going to be down, but a good second effort by Grayling to get some more positive yards.
I don't think that was their first option there. I think they wanted to throw it, Ryan.
And it was very late.
From what I could see, but it's going to be called back. There's a penalty flag, and they're walking back on the play.
That's got to be the latest draw I've ever seen.
It has to be a hold, I would think. And see what the white hat, false start. That's a late call and a false start. Normally they throw that flag right away.
Yeah.
And that's a penalty against the Vikings on the false start. So that will back up the Vikings there.
Set them up at second and 14 here.
So back to the 48-yard line they'll go. And minus 5 yards on the false start. So second and 14, as Ryan alluded to. Kaharick now in the shotgun. One lone setback directly behind him. Twins make it trips to the right, and they have one lone receiver to the left. Now they'll back to pass on play action. He has a man completed over the middle all the way down inside the 25 down to about the 23. Kaharick pitch and catch with Corbin Allen for a Grayling first down.
Yeah, just a basic play action. They're faked up the middle, and receiver ran a nice post route. Good yardage there for Grayling, and sets him up here at first and 10 on the 22-yard line.
That is a 26-yard gain on a first down for Grayling. Nice little pitch and catch over the middle off play action. In the shotgun, Kaharick, he has one lone setback behind him, a man in motion, and they'll hand off at a reverse from left to right now, going wide to the edge, breaking tackles is Aldridge. He crosses the 20, and he's going to be driven back at the 20. Timmy Garland in on the tackle for the Blue Devils over there. Well, he had help as well as Garland able to get there along with Adam Horrigan again.
Yeah, I've noticed Sioux High is doing a very good job right now, and Grayling's trying to run these quick jet sweeps on the outside. Sioux High's doing a very good job of sealing the edge and forcing the ball back to the inside where all the Blue Devils are coming in and all 11 men are on the ball making the tackle.
He did gain on the play. He gained 4 yards, did Aldridge for Grayling. Now in the shotgun, Kaharick on second and 6 from the Sioux High 18 for Grayling. They spread the field, back to pass, and he throws it in a tight window to the left side. It's completed deep in Blue Devil territory. A host of Blue Devils. Lujan is there along with Evan Arbick and a cast of thousands to bring down the Grayling intended receiver who caught that ball in that tight window, and that is a nice play for Kaharick on that slant run off a slant pass to the left side.
Yeah, just another play action. I think they caught the linebacker coming up, and he wasn't in his zone, and it was a tight window. He was nice pitch and catch there. Brings up first and six here for Grayling.
Nice gain there of 12 yards for Grayling as they're deep in Blue Devil territory. And Kaharick now in the shotgun. He has split backs, one on each side of him, and twins to the right, and a receiver off to the left for the Vikings as they are trying to get in the end zone here. And now they'll hand off to Huspin, and a host of Blue Devils are there in the interior to bring them down.
Yeah, they're kind of struggling right now on this drive, running anything up the middle. The Sioux High defensive line has got a lot of beef on it, so good job controlling the line of scrimmage by the Sioux High defensive line.
But like last week, if they spread the field like Escanaba and throw the ball, they're having some success.
Yeah, a lot of play action. They're running the same play up the middle, and then they're just following it with a quick little play action pass.
And they lose a yard on the play, so it's second and goal from the 7 for Grayling. And Kaharick in the spread again. He has a man in motion, and they will hand off wide to the left, bouncing off the edge, trying to hit the goal line there. No signal yet for Grayling, and it's a touchdown. They finally give the signal. He hit the pylon to the left corner. Corbin Allen with a 7-yard run.
Yeah, nice little jet sweep there. Good patience by him to find a lane and dip his shoulder down and tiptoe right into the end zone.
Nice methodical running for the Grayling Vikings, and they take the lead here. They will go for the point after. It looks like they have a kicker, and the touchdown for Grayling is Corbin Allen on the 7-yard TD run on a reverse for Grayling. Now they will try for the point after, will the Grayling Vikings, as they have a kicker. And here's the hold. It's up. It's a line drive. And that is tucked into the right upright. Good. 7-0 Grayling early on as they tuck that into the right upright. Allen with the touchdown run for the Grayling Vikings. Number 11, Corbin Allen, as he takes that reverse left corner of the end zone. A nice drive for Grayling.
Yes.
Sioux High has to find a way to answer here with 3:50 to go in the opening quarter, down 7-0.
I'm interested to see if they're going to stick with that shotgun set they did, or if they're going to try and go with what worked last week. Just the basic wing tee with your traps to Bell and your sweeps to Rickenham. Get your athletes the ball in open space. So it'll be interesting to see what Sioux High offense comes out in here.
That was kind of surprising what we saw.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
I think they were, Coach Menard, showing his poker face there and kind of, trying to give a different look.
Yeah.
To your point, pretty soon they will go with what worked last week and try that here. I would have to think fairly soon.
Well, I think down 7 points now, you got to get your offense rolling here. And the best thing about what worked last week, Dave, is they controlled the clock when they did that. They had so many long drives that they wore the Escanaba team down. And I think right now that should be the goal right now, is just control the clock and get your athletes the ball where they're successful at.
I totally agree with that assessment on that one, Ryan. 5:16 time of the drive for Grayling. They chewed up a little bit of clock for that touchdown, did the Grayling Vikings. They will get ready to kick off here in moments' time. It was in total a 60-yard drive for the Grayling Vikings for that touchdown, and they have the 7-0 lead here in this one. Here's the kickoff. It's a squib kick taken by an up back, and they will down it right at the 45-yard line, and it's downed by John Gravel, and Sioux High takes over first and 10.
Yeah, good job by Sioux High special teams to be paying attention. They were huddled up on the kickoff, and then they just broke the huddle real quick and did a quick squib kick, but fortunately we were able to catch it right away and take a knee.
Was an 11-play drive for that touchdown as well for the Grayling Vikings. And now they will start off at the 45 of the Blue Devils, first and 10 with 3:47 to go. Sioux High now will have split backs behind the quarterback, Callan Campbell, under center. A receiver off to the right side, and they'll hand off now. This is going to be bouncing off the left side, nowhere to go on that play. A host of Vikings, including Corbin Allen, in on that tackle for the Grayling Vikings, and it was led by number 55 for Grayling. That's Caleb Hall, and Hall is a junior. bringing down the Blue Devil ball carrier, and no gain on the play, second and 10.
Yeah, Suhai back in their basic wing tee. They tried to get Rakigam off tackle on the left side, but couldn't gain many yards.
And now Campbell under center, split backs behind him, receiver off to the right side. Now he'll hand off now to the lead back. They'll gain maybe a yard in the play right towards midfield at the white block S goes the fullback, K.O. Bell, gained maybe of a yard on the play.
Yeah, good job by this Grayling defense right now. They're controlling the line of scrimmage on defense. Going to bring up a third and nine here for Suhai. I'd be expecting here maybe a waggle. Waggle by Callen, or maybe Callen keep it himself and try to get outside.
Blue Devils have a receiver to the right side, split out. Nobody to the left. Split backs behind Campbell. Callen Campbell under center. Now Campbell, it's play action, roll off to the right side. He's under duress. He's in big trouble, and down he goes as a host of Vikings came in. And in on the tackle, number 72. He was the second guy coming in on the rush for Grayling. That's Logan Malinen, and he's a junior in on that sack on Suhai.
Yeah, got to give Grayling credit where credit's due there. They had a great defensive series. They got in the backfield fast. They controlled the line of scrimmage, and on the defensive backfield, good cover sack. Callen had nowhere to throw the football, so unfortunately, Suhai's forced a punt here, fourth and 15.
That was a quick series,
it
too.
Was, yeah.
That all had to do with Grayling's defense.
3-0.
3-and-out, and a very quick 3-and-out. The Blue Devils will punt it away. And back deep, they have one lone back there. Here comes the punt. It's a booming punt, and it goes to the right side of the field on the visitor's side. Rolls out of bounds at about the 19-yard line of Grayling. Excellent special teams by Suhai. First and 10 for Grayling from near their own 20-yard line, and it's a 7-0 Vikings lead.
And that Keith Kafer has a leg on him.
Yes,
man.
He does.
Holy man, that's right on the 20. Beautiful punt by him.
Vikings come out now with 1:43 to go here in the opening quarter. They have a 7-0 lead, and so far they've dominated this game on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, this Suhai defensive line's got to find a way to get in the backfield right now, and kind of like last week, Grayling's only running about two or three different plays. They're running right up the middle, or they're doing a play-action pass to complement it.
Here comes the first play from scrimmage for Grayling, first and 10. For they give it to the 21-yard line, actually. They spot the ball at the 21. And now a quick screen pass off to Allen, and make that number 11 there. That's Corbin Allen, and he's brought down immediately. Good play over there by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, quick little bubble screen out to the right side, and great open field tackle by Max Scott to get there and shut him down immediately.
Loses 2 yards on the play, and it brings it to second and 12 for the Grayling Vikings as they lose 2 yards, drives them back to the 19 of Grayling. A little screen pass to Allen and a great defensive play by the DB Salcido, as Ryan mentioned there, able to bring him down or make that Max Scott with that play. And 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's 7-0 Grayling here in this one. They have carried the play early on. And now Kaharik is in the shotgun. One lone back to his left hip. He has receivers. He quickly throws. Left side, it's completed at the 25. They try to drive him back, and the whistle blows it dead. And that was completed by Aldridge over there around the just inside the 25-yard line.
Yeah, quick pitch and catch there for Grayling. Suhai was on him right away. Couldn't get him down. I don't know if his knee hit the ground, or his knee must have hit the ground because
the way that
he
whistle
was still
blew.
Going. Yeah, he was still going, and so good job by Grayling. They're controlling the clock right now and really controlling the tempo of this game so far.
8-yard passing play. Kaharik finding Husband on that left side to make that Aldridge. And now in the shotgun, one lone setback behind the quarterback. Twins to the right, twins to the left. Kaharik now will let that clock run all the way down to zero. And an impressive first quarter for Grayling. They're up 7-0 over the Suhai Blue Devils. And we'll take a 1 minute timeout. Second quarter looming. Suhai down 7-0. Vikings coming up with a critical third down when we return on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Vansitters Field, and a quick pass to the left side and a screen pass by Grayling on third and 4. The Vikings able to, Kaharik finding number 6, Fletcher Quinlan, on that play. It's a first down and a first and 10 for the Grayling Vikings from the 39 of Grayling.
Yeah, just another quick pass. Our defensive backs in the Sioux backfield right now are playing off coverage, so Grayling's just getting quick pitches out to the wide receiver, and they're able to find some open space and get upfield.
Gain of 12 yards on the play for the first down up to the Grayling 39-yard line. Grayling 7, Suhai nothing. We just start the second quarter of play, 11:53 to go in the half here at the Van Sitters. A little draw play up the middle for Grayling. Breaking tackles is the ball carrier as he hung on. Did Key Kafer to bring him down. And a gain for Aldridge as Josh Aldridge gets all the way up to about the 43-yard line. So a gain about 4 yards.
Yeah, good job by the Suhai defensive line there to stop him at the line. And the linebackers really came up and made a play as well. Suhai, I think they need to get a turnover here. They need to get these guys out on four down territory. And I think we just need to change the tempo of the game. So far it's been all Grayling.
Second and 5 coming up from the 44-yard line of Grayling for the Vikings. They spread the field with twins to each side. Back to pass and shotgun. Kaharick double pumps. He'll throw to the left side as a man wide open, and he overthrew him. Aldridge had Dejon Willis beat on that left side, but the ball sails over out of bounds on that second down play.
Yeah, he came out of the slot, and he did a quick little out route and ended up being a wheel. So Suhai got lucky right there on the wheel route, because if he caught that, there was nothing but green in front of him.
Good night, Irene. He gone.
Yeah, he was gone if he would have caught that. So good break there for Suhai. Hey, he got him on a third down here. Just keep the ball in front of the sticks, and let's get out of this. Get the offense back on the field.
Third and 5 coming up now for Grayling from the 44-yard line of the Vikings in the shotgun. They have twins to each side, one lone setback off the left hip of Kaharick. Screen pass, right side completed, and that's going to be Allen, and he's going to be driven back on the play. Blue Devils bit on that nicely. Allen brought down.
Yeah, I thought he was going to pick that off there. Good defensive play by Suhai. Quick slant. They were there to cover it right away and get him on the ground. Brings up fourth down for Grayling here.
Fourth and 2 from the 47-yard line right at midfield for Grayling. Decision time for head coach Eric Tunney and the Vikings. And they will line up to go for it here, but let's remember Kaharick's also the punter, so they can elect to do that if they want to and pooch punt it. And now Kaharick is trying to draw Suhai offsides. I think this is a decoy. See if he backpedals backwards to punt. Kaharick now going with the hard count on 4th and 2. And he will keep it himself. Make it. Corbin Allen was under center. And Allen gets the first down. Second effort gets him into Suhai territory. Up to the 45. It's an 8-yard gain.
Yeah, good play by Grayling there. They tried the hard count. Tried to get Suhai to jump off sides. And then they still decided to stick with going for it on 4th down. And just a good quarterback keep off tackle. Was able to get the first down.
And a good play for the Vikings to get that first down. And it gets them into Blue Devil territory. Under 10 minutes to go in the half in a 7-0 ball game. Grayling with the lead, and they're driving in Suhai territory again. Twins to the left, receiver to the right, little draw play. They will hand off. This is Aldridge breaking tackles across the 40. He scoots all the way up to the 37 before he's brought down by the Blue Devil number 82, that's Joey Gravel.
Yeah, a little misdirection play by Grayling. Suhai again, a couple missed tackles. Kind of similar to the first half of last week. A couple missed tackles, and our defense isn't able to get off the field. So Suhai needs to figure out a way to get themselves off the field here.
Second and 1 coming up now for Grayling. A gain of 9 on that play. Kaharick in the shotgun. Twins to the left, twins to the right. One lone setback. Back to pass on play action. Kaharick, he'll throw to the right side. It's completed. Wide open over there was number 5 for Grayling. First down for the Vikings inside the Blue Devil 20-yard line. Cole Dickey, the senior, and he was left untouched over there, and he gets the first down.
Yeah, a lot of time to pass for Grayling, too. Good pass coverage by them, and he found the open guy wide open on the right side, and he was also able to get up, gain a good chunk yards for Grayling.
About 17, and that's a first down inside the red zone. Go the Vikings yet again. Under 9 minutes to go in the first half. 7-0 Grayling, and they're driving for more. And this will be Kaharik in the shotgun. One lone setback off his left hip. Twins to each side. A man in motion from right to left. And they will hand off to Allen. No, they misdirect it and hand it off to the big fullback that time. And he does not gain anything there. Lujan in on the tackle, bringing down Jake Husband.
Yeah, good job by the Suhai defensive line to get some pressure and get in the backfield right away. They did a fake the jet sweep and just hand it off up the middle. Again, good job by the Suhai defensive line to create a surge there.
No gain on the play. Second and 10 coming up now for the Vikings with 8:15 and the clock rolling here in the second quarter of play. Grayling up 7-0. Suhai needs to make a stop here. They don't want to go down two scores. They need something positive. And Kaharik now in the shotgun. He has spread offense. Back to pass. Four wide. Looking. He'll throw towards the end zone. Has a man. It's incomplete. Right off his breadbasket and his knee. It was Aldrich over there. And he had the DB beat. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, again, lucky. Had it hit him in the hands. And fortunately for Suhai, he wasn't able to bring it in, kind of got lost in coverage in the defensive backfield again. Got to give Grayling credit. They're moving the ball well, and they're finding success in their pass game here.
Josh Aldridge will have nightmares in his sleep back in Crawford County tonight, dreaming that he should have had that touchdown catch. 7:55 to go here in a third down, third and 10 for the Vikings from the 19-yard line of Suhai. This will be the Kaharik in the shotgun. Twins to each side. One lone setback off his right hip. Kaharik back to pass. He's looking. He'll throw a screen pass, and it's to the right side, completed. And they get it all the way down to about the 11-yard line to number 10, Tavion Hall.
Yeah, good quick pass off a drag to his receiver. And good job by Suhai to get him down. Brings up another fourth down. Suhai really needs to stop here because, again, folks, it's been all Grayling. Grayling's controlling all the tempo right now. So Suhai really needs to get a stop and get some tempo going in their favor. This would be huge for Suhai here.
Fourth and three for the Vikings from the 12-yard line and a 7-0 Grayling lead. We want to say hi to the Suhai soccer team. Al MacArthur, the head coach and crew, coming back from Kingsley where they beat the Stags 7-0. Great job, kids.
It's awesome.
Happy bus ride home, that is. And now the draw play goes to the left side, and the Blue Devils stop him on the fourth down on fourth and two. And the ball did come loose, but he was already down on the play. And a great play by Joey Gravel, Dejon Willis. They convert on him, and they bring him down, and Suhai gets a critical fourth down stop. They take over from their own 12-yard line. That's huge.
They needed that.
Suhai.
They needed that because Grayling has been able to kind of pass the ball wherever they wanted to so far in this game. So Suhai really needed that defensive turnover. And I think hopefully we can get the tempo working in our favor here. And I think you're going to see them, the Suhai offense, stick with that wing tee and try to get their athletes in space here.
Blue Devils now with a timeout on the field. And again, as we mentioned there before that fourth down stop by Suhai, congratulations to Blue Devils soccer as they win at Kingsley 7-0 tonight. 7-0 win for Suhai soccer, and they're on their way back to the Sioux, and they had goals by Race Rizzo, Noah Weber, Cam Gagnon, along with Mason Berry, Denvey McCord, Jordan Dogme, and Ryan Wood with the seven goals. That's a nice win in an area that they love their soccer in Grand Traverse County. Congratulations, Al MacArthur and the kids. Happy bus ride home. 7-0 Suhai winning that one over Kingsley earlier today.
Yeah, it's good to see the other programs go out and get a win, especially I was listening to your guys' Coach's Corner, and it sounds like this year all the coaches are working together to make sure kids are playing all different sports, and that's awesome to see.
Ethan McDonald is kicking for Suhai when he can, but he's with soccer today, which is, of course, they're working in cohesion, are the two programs, and to Ryan's point, they're doing that. First and 10, there's a flag in the backfield, probably a false start for Suhai.
Yeah, and I was talking to Mike Fitzner before the game, and it's like half the basketball team's out here on the football team, too. So, and he was looking forward to that, just talking to him, just saying he likes them out here playing football, kind of bringing that physicality and the toughness. So I've always liked kids playing multiple sports, so it's good to see.
Coaches love three-sport athletes,
yes.
And if you can get that, it's golden. First and 15 after the false start on Suhai. On the penalty flag, and now they will hand off. Not much doing there. Right up the middle, and Grayling chews up the interior. That's 72 again. Logan Malinonen, that's his Malinen's second tackle inside on that play.
Yeah, this Grayling defensive line is doing a very good job of controlling the line of scrimmage right now. Suhai is struggling being able to push them back into the backfield. So Suhai needs a big play here on second and long.
They lose some yardage on that play, or actually gain yardage. It's a two-yard gain for Suhai. And now Campbell under center. Kellen now, he'll keep it himself. He'll tuck it and run. Breaking tackles, a little bit of breathing room there. He gets up to the 14-yard line.
Yeah, good job by Callen. Looked like he wanted to go up the middle, but there was nothing doing in the middle, so he cut left and was able to gain a couple of yards by second effort.
Gain of one officially for Campbell. 6 minutes to go here in the first half of play. 7-0 the score. It is Suhai trailing Grayling here in Blue Devil football here tonight. And now 3rd and 9 coming up for Suhai. 3rd and 9 from the 14. This is Kellen Campbell. Campbell in the shotgun. He goes to the spread offense. Two receivers to the left. Man in motion. Lujan, he'll keep it himself. Campbell bounces off the left edge. He's across the 20, 25. It'll run out of bounds about the 26-yard line for Suhai, and that's the first Blue Devil first down of the game.
Yeah, that was great blocking on the left edge by Suhai receivers and the wingbacks. Campbell had a lot of room to run, made the smart play, got out of bounds. Good play by Suhai there.
Five and a half in change left in the half. 7-0 Grayling. Suhai with their first third down convert, or their first down of the game on the Campbell run for the Blue Devils. It's a 1st and 10 from the Grayling Vikings 26-yard line. 5:33 to go here in the half. 7-0 Vikings. Blue Devils 1st and 10 from their own 26. Campbell now under center. Split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. Now Campbell. He'll play action pass. Rolling off left side. He'll look. He'll throw deep down the field. Well overthrown. Looking for Lujan. Miscommunication with the receiver. And that's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, good job by Campbell, though. Rolling out and stepping up in the pocket. Evading a tackler. It looked like Lujan was just running straight on the 50-yard line, and I think Campbell expected him to keep going deeper. So just a little miscommunication brings up 2nd down and 10.
5:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. 2nd and 10 coming up now for the Suhai Blue Devils. And this will be Campbell breaking from the huddle here. Campbell under center. He has split backs behind him on 2nd and 10, and they'll hand off Cale Bell, maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, this Grayling defense done a really good job by controlling the line of scrimmage and Cale Bell tonight. After the week Cale Bell had last week, he hasn't really been able to get going tonight, so got to give Grayling credit for keying in on him.
So far, I give the Grayling coaching staff and their players an A in game plan.
You have to. I mean,
they paid attention in
film.
They
did. I mean, Cale Bell hasn't been able to to get going yet. It's been mostly, for Suhai offense, it's been mostly Campbell just rolling out and taking the run.
Bell with a yard gain on the play, 3rd and 9 from the 27 of Suhai. On 3rd and 9, Campbell in play action under duress, throws a screen pass, nearly picked off, incomplete pass. The big fellow right there nearly had it, and that was batted down by the Grayling big lineman there. That was looked like number 60, Hayden Nielsen, and he nearly threw it right to him. It will bring up 4th down, and Suhai will punt it away with 4:38 to go here in the second quarter. 7-0 Grayling.
I like the play call. It just didn't get executed. The defensive line was in the backfield too quick. Campbell didn't have time to set and throw.
Kiefer to punt. He's standing back at his own 25. Booming punt right up the middle. Taken at the Grayling 40. They fumble the ball. There's a loose ball on the field. A mad scramble ensues in the Grayling territory at the Vikings 42. Rugby scrum for the football. Players diving all over the place. A muff punt by the Vikings. Number 11, Corbin Allen. Oh. And the Vikings recover.
Oh, lucky for them. I thought we ended up with that ball. Carter was down there right away. I couldn't see who else was down there. It looked like Oregon might have been down there even. I thought we ended up with that football, but good effort by the Suhai to get down there and get on the ball.
I think it changed hands, Ryan, several times.
Well, first it was in the middle pile, and then I think all of them jumping on it made the ball jump
squirt out.
Forward,
yep.
So
it squibbed right out on him. 1st and 10, it was like a greased pig down there. First and 10 for the Vikings from their own 43-yard line. Trips to the left. Koharik play action. Hands off in a draw play and goes to the big fullback that time, number 34, Husband. Husband gains a couple yards, gets up towards the 45-yard line on the play. Actually, right back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10.
Yeah, good surge again by the Suhai defensive line. Got in the backfield quick, was able to get him down. I think what Suhai needs to do here is they just need to get some pressure on the quarterback. We haven't been able to get in the backfield. They're having all day to be able to look where they want to throw the ball. So I think if we can get in the backfield and create some pressure on this quarterback, it'll make a big difference for us defensively.
Now this is Koharik in the shotgun. Twins to the left, twins to the right, man in motion. It's Hall back to pass. A little screen pass completed to Husband. And now he'll go right up the middle, breaking tackles. Late flag comes as he gets across the 50 to about the Suhai 47-yard line.
Yeah, good tackle. Looked like he was going to break away on the left side. Good defensive tackle by the Suhai player there. And what do we got, a holding penalty? Oh, yeah, they're bringing him back.
Yep.
Yeah, good little screen pass by Grayling, though.
And that was a second and 8 play, and that will drive him back 5 yards all the way back to the 39. 5-yard loss on the holding call on the Vikings. 3:38 to go here in the half, 7-0 Grayling.
Yeah, they did the same thing Suhai tried to do, just a quick little fullback middle screen, and they were able to run it a little more successfully. Unfortunately for Suhai, there was a holding penalty.
Second and 13 coming up now for the Grayling Vikings. They will go with twins to the left, twins to the right for Grayling. And Koharik is in the shotgun. One lone setback off his right hip. Now back to pass. Under duress. Here comes Campbell, and down he goes. And the flags come out as well. And it was a sack for Suhai. We'll have to check the marker.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the flag's going to be.
Yeah, hanky's all over the place there.
Did he get a face mask when he brought him down, maybe?
Well, I think the flag was before he even, the first flag came out before he even tackled him. Oh. First call is a hold. And hold on Grayling again.
Yeah, hey, that's exactly what we need. We need to get back in the backfield and put some pressure on the Grayling quarterback. Good job by Campbell to get back and get a sack. So it brings up a third and 13 for Grayling. So Suhai defensive back, Suhai defense here. Be ready for the pass. Keep the guy in front of you.
Third and 13, a loss of 5 yards on the sack. Third and 13 for Grayling from their own 39-yard line. 3:12 to go in the half. 7-0 the score. Vikings with the ball and the lead. And they have a third and 13 coming up from their own 39-yard line. Now Coach Menard is having a discussion here with the head official as he called him over. Not sure what he's... Now they're going to... back him up some more here. I don't know if he didn't like the spot or where they spotted after the penalty.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And now they'll back it up from that 39 all the way up to or back to the 31-yard line for Grayling. Koharik now in the shotgun. It's a third and 13 from the 31 of the Vikings for Grayling. They're up 7-0 late second quarter. Back to pass Koharik. Koharik now under duress, and there's Campbell again, and he brings him down for another sack.
Great coverage by the defensive backs and great job by the defensive line to get some pressure on the quarterback. This is exactly what Suhai needed. Hopefully this is a tempo boost for Suhai. Raise the intensity up a little bit. Give us some confidence.
Two straight sacks for Callan Campbell. Right from that right side, he's able to get around the lineman and get the Koharik, and the Vikings will have to punt on 4th and 22 from their own 31-yard line. Critical plays by Callan Campbell.
They needed that. I think that hopefully will... create some tempo for the Suhai offensive drive here.
Now the Vikings will punt it. Koharik standing back at his own 15. It's a high punt. He has to get it off, and he does as the heat was coming. And it takes a Grayling bounce all the way back and rolls to the Suhai 28-yard line. And the Vikings are able to touch that dead with 2:08 to go in the half and a 7-0 Grayling lead. Suhai takes over first and 10, down by 7.
Oh, it makes me nervous every time those kids stay by that ball when it's bouncing. Oh, I hate that.
I was thinking the same thing.
Hold my breath when they stand there and just watch the ball go by them, because all it takes is to a special teams player to hit you and put you into the ball, and then they're hopping on the ball and getting it back. So Suhai offense here. Hopefully we can get something moving.
First and 10 from the Blue Devils 35-yard line coming up now for the Blue Devils from the 35. Back to a handoff. It's River Keegum there. He gets the handoff and the draw play. Bounces off to the left side. Not much doing there as he loses yardage on the play at about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like there was some miscommunication. The handoff didn't look like the best handoff. And Coach Menard had his headset off, and he was yelling something at Callan Campbell. So, obviously, I think they might have ran the wrong play or maybe been in the wrong formation. So, can't afford that right now with a minute to go left in the first half.
Second and 11, Keegum loses a yard on the play from the 20, or make it from the 34-yard line. For Sioux High, Campbell, little screen pass. He has a man at Scott across the 35. Max Scott is going to be brought down at about the 37-yard line as Husband able to wrap him around at the waist and bring him down, but not before he gains some yardage on the play. Third down coming up.
Yeah, quick little bubble screen there by Sioux High to Max Scott. He was able to juke around his guy a little bit and at least get back to the line of scrimmage for Sioux High.
Third down coming up, and Coach Menard will talk things over. 1:11 left here in the first half of play. Dave Watson, Ryan Wolin here at the Van Sitters Field for Blue Devil football here on 1230 WSOO. A reminder, Coach's Corner, Saturday morning. Scores That Matter at the top of the show at 11:05 a.m. from Applebee's in the Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. And I'm your host with Pat Bennon, our first guest, and then we'll play an interview we had recorded with Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Mark Ewell. Second half of the show, all that along with this week in high school sports and what's on deck. It's Coach's Corner from Applebee's Saturday here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Blue Devils soccer won earlier today, 7-0 over Kingsley. Congrats to Coach MacArthur and the crew. Their happy bus ride home from Kingsley as they knock off the Stags on the road in soccer earlier today. Here it's 7-0. Grayling in high school football leads Sioux High late in the first half with a 1:11 to go here in the half, and Sioux High has a 3rd-and-8 coming up out of the timeout. Campbell in the shotgun. Lujan moving from right to left to seen on your radio dial. And they'll go with a draw play. Campbell. Campbell up the middle. Across the 50. He's still going. They're trying to get him by the shirt collar. That's not going to work with a DB trying to bring him down. All the way down to the 40 of Grayling. And a first down for Sioux High.
Great patience by Campbell. He waited to see where the hole was, and he exploded through the hole. Now we're going through a no huddle.
First down for Sioux High. And the time of the essence, as Ryan mentions. And a timeout for Grayling, and a first down for Sioux High on Campbell's run. And that was a nifty run up the middle. It gets the Blue Devils in Grayling territory, down 7-0, and they have a 1st-and-10 coming up with 1:02 to go here in the half.
That's about all that's worked for Sioux High so far, is Callan being able to run the ball. They haven't been able to get Bell going. They haven't been able to get Rakegum going. So they haven't been able to have any success off tackle or up the middle right now. It's mostly been for Sioux High offensive drives, Campbell sweeping out left or right. So that was a good job by Campbell there that last play. He was patient, waited for the hole, accelerated when he found the hole, and was able to get the first down for Sioux High. Big first down as well.
1:02 to go here in the first half of play. 1st-and-10 for the Blue Devils from the Grayling 40-yard line, and a big run by Campbell for the first down to get into Viking territory. Grayling calls a timeout to reset their defense. 1st-and-10 coming up for the Blue Devils. Campbell in the shotgun, twins to the left. One lone setback is Bell. Lujan's in motion from right to left. For Sioux High, Campbell will keep it himself. Across the 40, breaking tackles. He gets about the 36-yard line for Sioux High, and the clock rolls with 50 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to just try to go for a deep pass here. They're going quick to the line, or maybe just...
They have two timeouts left.
I was going to say, I thought maybe they would just...
And they spike the ball on that play for Campbell on 2nd down. And they will stop the clock at the 36-yard line of Grayling. And Campbell now goes over to Coach Menard. The only thing, you get it down to the 3rd down, you know, why, I mean, are you still, you know, why are you conserving your time? You do have two timeouts.
Right.
You know, I interesting call there to just spike it in that situation.
I don't know if it was just a panic mode or something, or, it's hard to say it, but I agree with you. You got two timeouts, then quarter almost ending.
Lujan moving from right to left. Campbell's in the shotgun. Back to pass. He's looking downfield. Campbell now will air it out, and he's hit. And that's going to be an incomplete pass as he was hit. And that arm did go forward. The old Tom Brady calling the snow. And that looked from up here that was a follow-through on the throw by Campbell. And the linebacker was coming
big
back
hit.
From his blind side. Fourth down coming up.
Yeah, big hit. You know, Dave, I think it'll be interesting to see in the second half what they do with Callen, because right now, not being able, he's been their only success on offense,
yep.
but they need him on defense as well. He
yep.
made those two big defensive plays for Suhai, and you can tell he's getting tired right now.
Gas tank's running.
He's their workhorse, and you can tell that hit that he just took a little wind out of him as well. So it'll be interesting to see what their second half adjustment is.
Some guys got to step up. That's the bottom line. Fourth and seven for Suhai. Campbell back to pass. 35 seconds to go in the half. He airs it out. Incomplete as he throws it away, and Grayling will take over.
Yeah, uncatchable ball there. Just threw it right out of bounds, and Grayling's going to get the ball back here with 31 seconds left.
And that's unfortunate. They are able to get into Grayling territory, and then the Vikings defense does a nice job of buckling under, and now they will probably just run out the clock going to the locker room.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, if you're Gordy Campbell, I think what he's telling his guys is, hey, be smart, keep the guy in front of you, don't get burned deep. I mean, there's still 30 seconds left. They have a couple timeouts too, it
yeah.
looks like. So, I mean,
well, they might
play
try.
Smart situational football here. Keep your guy in front of you, don't fall for any fakes, and know where the goal line is.
Koharik now has twins to each side, now a man in motion, and they will hand off, or nope, he'll keep it himself. Koharik and Lujan's right there to wrap him up with 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, good big hit by Lujan. I thought they'd maybe pass the ball there, but I think you're right, Dave. They just want to go in 7 zip in this first half. Great first half by Grayling. Got to give credit where credit's due there.
No scoring here in the second quarter of play, as it will remain 7-0. Grayling with the lead, maybe not, as Koharik will throw, and it's nearly picked off on that left side. Incomplete pass. That is the last play of the first half of play. And Grayling dominated that first half, but they're only up 7-0 on Suhai at the break. We'll come back, take a 3-minute timeout, and I'll have the first half stats and thoughts on that first half of play as Suhai is down to Grayling at the half in high school football. Grayling 7, Suhai 0. Back to the Van Sitters Field in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux, Dave Watson and Ryan Wollen at the half. It's the Grayling Vikings 7 and the Suhai Blue Devils right now 0. And scoring in that first half, it was one touchdown. It came at the 3:50 mark of the first quarter of play. A Grayling touchdown by Corbin Allen, 7 yards on a run. The PAT was good, 11 plays of a drive, 60-yard drive, and the PAT was good for Grayling, and they had the 7-0 lead. It was a time of the drive was 5:16 as well. No scoring in the second quarter. Grayling had chances. The Suhai stopped them on a fourth down in the red zone. That was critical. Devils have been in Grayling territory twice. It's been the Callen Campbell show.
Yeah.
On both sides of the ball, he has 2 sacks. He's running the ball well, but as Ryan alluded to towards the end of the quarter, you get concerned with, is that gas tank going to start to run on the empty side? Some other guys need to step up for Suhai. And Ryan, I said to you in the break, if you were to take a cover and put it over that old Mission Bank Lynn Auto Parts scoreboard and people would know what the score is. If you just watch the play, you would think Grayling's up by multiple touchdowns right now. Suhai's very lucky to be down 7-0 at the break.
Yeah, our defense has been on the field most of the first half, it seemed like. And like you said, we haven't been able to get Rickingham going. We haven't been able to do anything off tackle. And you got to give credit to Grayling here. They're playing very well, fundamental football, controlling the line of scrimmage, and really giving our offensive line and our running backs a fit. And you could tell that Callen's getting a little tired even on his rollouts. He's taking big hits. And on defense, he's making some plays too. So I think Suhai's big thing is to, like you said, get some other kids to step up and find ways to get your other kids the ball.
Well, Suhai has had a couple chances, but it's been just Callan Campbell pretty much getting things done, as Ryan mentioned there, as things went in the first half. Excellent game plan by Grayling. Suhai has adjustments to do, but they're only down 7 at the break, and they certainly have their chances. Suhai Soccer won at Kingsley today, 7-0. Congratulations to Al MacArthur's Blue Devil soccer team. An impressive outing there for Suhai Soccer, as they were able to win. They were able to get goals in that game from Race Rizzo in that match. Noah Weber, Cam Gagnon, Mason Berry, Denvi McCord, Jordan Dogme, and Ryan Wood. And a big win for Al MacArthur's soccer team. They work really hard. Al's done a tremendous job of that program. And it's a happy ride home. 7-0 over Kingsley and Suhai Soccer. Earlier today, the Blue Devil JV team won.
Yeah.
And that was a nice win. And Ryan also coaches the Sioux Giants eighth grade program.
Seventh and eighth grade, yeah.
And you have your first game coming up.
We just played on Tuesday. Okay. Sheboygan came here, and we ended up losing. I think the score was 38-6. A lot of our kids, I think it was a lot of first game jitters. A third of my team, I got 36 kids, a third of our team, that was the first football game that they ever played. So, we go to Sheboygan again here in a couple weeks, so I'm looking forward to that. I think our team will definitely be a lot better now that those nerves are out of the way and they kind of know what to expect in a
fifth and sixth grade. Mike Lynn with them in company. They were down in Tawas,
They won. Yep, and they kind of had the same thing. Their first game, they ended up losing, but their second game, they came out and they were a little more prepared, and they ended up winning. So,
well, nice job there, and good luck down the road to the Sioux Giants program, and congrats again to Suhai Soccer with the 7-0 win over Kingsley earlier today down in Kingsley. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and I'll come back with This Week in High School Sports coming up here at the break. Blue Devils right now 7-0. They trail Grayling. You're listening to Suhai Football on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie, as it is a 7-0 lead for the Grayling Vikings over the Blue Devils. And, you know, Ryan, like we said at halftime, at the start of the halftime, Devils are in it. It's just about making adjustments coming into the second half. And we need some guys to step up other than number 44, who has been carrying the mail that whole game so far.
Absolutely. We're kind of in a situation like exactly where we were last week. We made quite a few mistakes in the first half. They couldn't figure out what was going on in the pass defense. They came out second half, and it was like a whole different team. So I think we get the ball here to start the second half. I think it's important we punch one in the end zone here and get us up tempo.
Well, we're ready for the start of the second half. Dave Watson, Ryan Wollen, Tiffany Stratton, our broadcast engineer, back at the Radio Sioux Studios just outside the city of Sioux Ste. Marie, working our variable resistors as we're ready for the start of the second half. Grayling up 7-0, and they will be kicking off to the Blue Devils from the 40-yard line at the Grayling 40-yard line of their hash, the middle hash, the left hash will kick off at, and Suhai will defend the south end zone, and they'll be moving towards the north end zone for Suhai. They have two men back deep, back at their own 10-yard line, and Grayling will kick it off, and there's a line drive kick, and that will roll out of bounds, hits the 30-yard marker there as it goes out of bounds, and that will be a penalty flag there, as that's an automatic flag on the kickoff going out of bounds. That was a unorthodox, awkward-looking
kick. I've never seen anything like that. And they're kind of lined up in like a V formation. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Their gunners aren't all the way stretched across the width of the field. So, and then he just kicked the ball straight out of bounds. I've never seen anything like that.
Look like probably one of your dad's tee shots.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Take a shot at old Orv there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to. I'll have to let him know you said that.
He's here at the game watching Ryan's dad, Orville Wallen. Also a coach of the Giants back in the day. There's a kickoff, and it's muffed by Suhai. They battle for it. Suhai pounces on it, and that was an ugly play. And up back, it muffed off it. They popped it in the air on the left side, did Grayling, and it went off the Suhai player's chest, and the Devils were able to pounce on it after it was a live ball after it went off of the Blue Devils. First and 10, Suhai, after all that, a clunky start to the second half by both teams.
Yeah, good,
first and 10 for the Blue Devils.
Good job by Carter to hurry up from his deep spot to get up there and pounce on the ball, because that could have been very ugly for Sioux High. So we need something rolling on offense here. Hopefully we can get some up-tempo, get these running backs going.
First and 10 for the Blue Devils from the 35 of Sioux High. This will be Callan Campbell in the shotgun. And one lone setback off his right hip, receiver to the right side. Campbell will keep it himself. Campbell breaking tackles, crosses the 35 to about the 36.
And what these grailing defenders are doing on the defensive line, they're almost just cutting our offensive linemen down right at the shins. So they're doing very good about being able to surge this offensive line, and it's creating a very big problem for the Sioux High running backs to get any running room when they're trying to run off tackle and up the middle.
Dave Watson, Ryan Wolin at the Van Sitters Field early third quarter. It's second and 8 coming up now for Sioux High. After the 2 yard gain by Campbell from the 37 of the Blue Devils, this is Campbell under center, 7-0 Grayling. Receiver off to the right side. They will hand off now, bouncing off the left edge with breathing room across the 40 to the 45 to midfield. It's Rakigam. He's driven out there by number 11. That's Corbin Allen, and a nice run by River Rakigam. But there's a flag back at the 35 of Sioux High.
Hey, finally get some success, though, off of a nice little sweep to the left. Hopefully, I think usually it's holding, though.
Yeah, more than likely, offensive holding.
Oh,
chop block.
Ooh. That's maybe around the edge. I don't know if the fullback came around the edge and maybe chop block the linebacker. I didn't see it, but usually that's what happens.
It was on that left side. Rakigam bounced to the outside there on that edge. And a chop block on the Blue Devils negates the fine run by River Rakigam, and would have given the Blue Devils a first down. And now they will march it all the way back to the 25-yard line on that chop block penalty on Sioux High.
Well, hopefully they can just keep finding success in these sweeps here, because in the first half they had no success on the sweep whatsoever.
And now this will bring up second and 20 for Sioux High. Campbell hands off, bouncing off to the edge is Rakigam. He's across the 25, trying to get to the 30. A host of Vikings are there. They'll bring him down there, and able to gain a few yards on the play, River Rakigam. Good defense by Grayling.
Yeah, Sioux High just ran the same exact play from the play before right there, and it was very well covered by the Grayling defense. They sealed the edge very well. Sioux High looks like third and 12. So I would expect a pass here, or what they've been doing on third and 12 is they've just been sweeping outside with Campbell.
And 10:24 and clock rolling left here in this third quarter of play. Callan Campbell will break from the huddle here as Sioux High will have Max Scott out as a receiver to the right side and nobody out to the left. Split backs are behind Campbell. Campbell now on the third down play. It's third and long. Play action. Looking. He has time. He throws it up. Has a man. Gravel's there. Did he haul it in?
Nope.
He might have been out. He was. Yeah, incomplete pass. Throw just a little bit to that left side.
Yeah, it was a good play call. He caught him all the way crossing across the field. Just wasn't able to drag his 1 foot in bounds, but good pitch and catch. Unfortunate that it didn't work out for Sioux High.
And the Devils will have to punt it away on fourth down. 7-0 Grayling. That's a killer here in the third quarter.
Drive. We needed a drive right there. Hopefully our defense can step up and make a turnover like last week.
A long, time-consuming drive to give our defense a rest. There's the punt. As Ryan mentioned, the defense is out there a lot in the first half. Punt goes out of bounds at the Grayling 30, and the Vikings take over up 7-0 with 9:53 to go here in the third quarter of play.
And where Sioux High found success at the end of the second half there, they finally were getting able to get some pressure on the Grayling quarterback, make them have to hurry a throw, and we got a couple sacks. So I think if we can just keep getting pressure on their quarterback, it'll give our defense some success. And it won't make our defensive backs having to cover so long either and get lost in coverage.
First and 10 coming up now for Grayling at the 30-yard line of the Vikings. As this will be Grayling first and 10. Koharik in the shotgun is the quarterback for Grayling. He has trips to the left and a receiver to the right. And they hand off at a draw play up the middle. It's Husband. Breaking tackles. Big chunk of yardage there across to the 36. Joey Gravel able to bring him down.
Yeah, it looked like it was almost missed handoff there, so good job by Grayling to secure the handoff, but good hard run there by Grayling, gain a good chunky yardage. This Sioux High D defensive and offensive line is really struggling controlling the line of scrimmage right now. Line of scrimmage has been all Grayling so far this whole game.
Second and two coming up now for Grayling. Make it second and three from looks like 36-yard line. And the Vikings in the shotgun, split backs on each side of the Koharik. A handoff and a draw play, and that is Aldrich spun around, gets up to the 40-yard line, so a gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, I think they're going to be short here. It's going to bring up a third down. So, Suhai, hopefully we can create a surge. I would expect that Grayling's going to try a quick little run up the middle. That's where they're finding the success right now. Also, though, you never know. Watch out for a quarterback running it up the middle as well.
Third and one coming up now for Grayling. Ball on the 39-yard line. Split backs behind Koharik. And twins to the left. A receiver off to the right. Koharik now. He will hand off on a draw play to Huspin. Up the middle across the 40. And gets it up to the 42-yard line with 8:33 to go. And the clock stops. He gets the first down.
Yeah, good play, good second effort by Grayling. I thought the Sioux had him in the backfield for a second. You could see his jersey was going backwards, but good second effort by him. Oh, no, it is a fourth down.
Oh.
Oh, wow, he is short. I thought he had it.
Well, they put first down.
The
guys in the middle thought it was first down, too.
Yeah, I thought I was just looking at the line judge.
Or it is. They have first and 10 on there. And now Koharik, he'll pitch it off. This is Aldridge. Aldridge now breaking tackles again. He is off to the races a little bit and being hogtied, trying to hang on by the shirt tail with the Blue Devils all the way down to the 35 as Suhai into Blue Devil territory and a first down for Aldridge and the Vikings.
Yeah, good play by Grayling there. Had a nice little misdirection, nice little shovel pass. They got everybody moving to the right and they shoveled it back to the left. Hard run too by Grayling player. Was able to break a lot of tackles and made three or four Suhai Blue Devils had to bring them down. So again, Grayling's controlling all the tempo right now. Suhai has to figure out a way to get this ball back or get a stop.
30-yard gain on the little shovel pass. Ooh. Koharik to Josh Aldridge into Blue Devil territory. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play from the shotgun now. Koharik hands off. It's a reverse play. Nothing's happening, and they get him in the backfield for a loss. Great play by Suhai, led by number 42, Nick Albacol, and some friends, Callan Campbell over there as well, bringing down number 11 for Grayling, Corbin Allen on that reverse play.
Yeah, I will say Suhai has done a very good job defensively on stopping the jet sweep. Grayling hasn't been able to get outside on the jet sweep, so Suhai's done a decent job on controlling the edge and at least being able to stop that quick Grayling player from getting outside.
Second and 16 coming up from the 40-yard line of Suhai for Grayling. And this is going to be Koharik in the shotgun again with one lone setback off his right hip. And three receivers, trips to the right, receiver off to the left. Koharik looking. He'll hand it off in a draw play. Nothing doing there to the big fullback, Huspin. And he'll gain maybe a yard, get back up to the 39. I think he lost a yard on the play.
Yeah, good job by the Suhai defensive line to stay home and make sure that they covered the running back on the draw play, which, again, Grayling's only ran about five different plays. Again, that they've done in the first half, they're continuing that in the second half. Not much change.
Third and 16 from the 40 of Suhai for Grayling with 6.5 left in the third quarter. 7-0 Vikings from the Suhai 40, and there's someone jumping on the line. False start, or offsides, rather. It looks like
offside.
Suhai. Grayling was clapping. It's against the Blue Devils, a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, they fell for the hard count there, Dave.
And we'll bring up third and long, third and 11 coming up for Grayling. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. 7-0 Vikings in third and 11 as they gain some yardage on the play. A big third down coming up. Koharik fakes a shovel pass, now throws it, and there's a whistle on the play. Incomplete pass. It was a forward pass looking for Huspin. He was under duress on the play, and an incomplete pass for Grayling.
Yeah. Good job by Suhai. They got back in the backfield, and they did that same little shovel pass that they did earlier. It looked like Suhai thought it was going to be a fumble at first, but it was a forward pass because it was a quick little shovel, but he wasn't able to catch it, and the ball hit the ground, so fourth down for Suhai. We need a big stop here.
Fourth and 11 coming up now for Grayling. Koharik with twins to the left, twins to the right. Back to pass, Koharik looking. He'll throw to the left side, tipped in the air, incomplete. It was too high. Incomplete pass intended for Cole Dickey.
Hey, good job by stop. Good stop for the Sioux High defense. They needed that. Get this offense back on the field, and we need to take one down to the house here, Dave. We need to get on the board. I think these kids really need to get the tempo going.
First and 10 for the Blue Devils from the 35 of Sioux High. They need a big strike here, as Ryan mentioned, down 7-0. The defense has done their job to hold them in. They force a turnover on downs when Grayling was able to get into Blue Devil territory. Now Campbell hands off up the middle, and they'll gain a couple yards on the play before being brought down. That was Corbin Allen, who's had a tremendous game. A big hit defensively there on the Blue Devil ball carrier.
Yeah, went to Rakegan. It looked like Rakegan was lined up in the fullback spot there. They just did their basic trap, and he met him right in the hole, and he didn't have anywhere to go.
Did gain 3 yards on the play. Three tough yards for River. Split backs behind Campbell under center now, and nobody out as a receiver. Now this is Callen. Play action. Back to pass. Looking under duress. He throws downfield. It's intercepted. Underthrown. It was picked off, but there's a flag. I was mislooking there. I thought I saw yellow. But Campbell throws it, and it's underthrown and picked off by the Vikings' Fletcher Quinlan. Killer.
Yeah, I think Campbell just forced a pass there. I see Scott Menard's kind of yelling at Callen right now. I think what Scott's telling him is like, hey, go through your progression. Your deep guy wasn't open. You had your fullback right out in the flat. Just pitch it to your fullback. Get the pitch and catch, and gain positive yards. Don't just throw it away. Big turnover for Sioux High. That's a dagger for them right now.
First and 10 for the Vikings from the 39-yard line of Grayling, and they'll break from the huddle here in a moment. Will the Grayling Vikings, 5:29 to go here in the third quarter of play. As head coach for Grayling is Eric Tunney. Talks to his quarterback there, Ethan Koharik. Grayling's done a nice job here tonight. They probably like to have a little bit of insurance. Sioux High will go to the sideline and a timeout on the field. That's just a killer. Sioux High hasn't turned a ball over here tonight until that underthrown pass by Campbell, and he was just trying to force something there.
Yeah.
He's trying to get something going offensively, knowing that they need to find a strike. I really don't blame him too much. Kid's just trying to make a play.
Yeah, he was, and it was just underthrown, and I think he didn't read through his progression. He hasn't been off the field tonight. You can tell he's tired, and they're rolling them out right and left, and then to make a throw on the run, it is tough. So you got to give him credit. He's doing the best that he can, obviously. But now they need him on defense right now. And Sioux High's defense is, like you said, Dave, they've been doing their job for the most part by at least causing a turnover on downs on Grayling. It's just, I think I agree with you as well on we just need – everybody else needs to step up and do their job. Callen can't do everything by himself right now.
No, it's got to be by committee, and Callen has done everything he can to keep his team in this game. Here tonight defensively, he's had help. He's been the leader there, too, with those two sacks. Now here's the first down play, and they bring him down. Lujan with a big play, bringing down number 11. That's Corbin Allen in the backfield for a loss of yardage.
Yeah, good job by Lujan. He read that right away and just met him in the backfield and put a big lick on him, too. So the Sioux High defense, you can see that they still have some intensity going right now. So that's nice to see the intensity.
And we'll bring up second and 11 now for the Grayling Vikings. They're 5 minutes to go in the third quarter of play and a 7-0 Vikings lead. From the Grayling 39 on second and 11, they have four wideouts, two to each side. Koharik throws over the middle. It's intercepted by the Blue Devils at the Sioux High 40-yard line. Nice play to step in there to pick that one off. And I think it yes it was. Salcido Arroyo stepping in front of the receiver. Excellent play and a huge turnover, and Sioux High needed that.
Yeah, great coverage by Salcido. He stuck with his man the whole way, and it was all... This is almost just a replay of last week, Dave. quarterback telegraphed his pass. He stepped in front, made the play. So hopefully this changes the tempo for Sioux High, and we can punch one in the end zone. Big, big play. We needed that.
Grayling 7, Sioux High nothing. Kaharick throws a pick. It's Alcedo Arroyo with the interception for Sioux High. 4:45 to go in the third. First and 10 from the 41 of Sioux High, and they hand off to Rakegum. Rakegum has hard running to the right side. He gets all the way down to the Sioux High 48 and a gain of 7 yards.
Hey, and that's good to see. Oh, there's a flag on the field as well, but it's nice to see this off tackle play for Sioux High is working right now as well.
That was at the very end of the play, yeah. Ryan, that flag was thrown.
Yep.
Yeah, very end of the play. Could be a face mask, something of that nature.
Yep, face mask.
Oh. Should go to the casino.
Yeah,
rolling.
Holy moly, yeah. For sure. Hey, I think this is exactly what Sioux High needs right now. The tempo's in our favor. We've been talking about that all night. We just need to punch one in the end zone here and get Callan some help.
Yep.
You know, get Rakegum going, get Bell going, maybe get one of your receivers going. We got a lot of athletes on this team, so it's time they need to step up and help this team punch one in the end zone.
After the face mask penalty attacked on after the end of the play, it's first and 10 at the 46-yard line of Grayling for Sioux High. Campbell now hands off. It's Rakegum again off right tackle across the 45 to about the 43 of the Vikings.
Yeah, again, Rakegum, just a quick inside play. Bell was his lead blocker. They ran it right behind Bell, but again, this Grayling defense, I got to give them credit because their defensive line is just causing chaos for this Sioux High offensive line. We're not able to move the ball very well inside tonight, where last week that was our success, yep. Was the inside game. So kudos to them for really shutting down our inside game right now.
Gain of 4 yards for Sioux High on that play. It's a second and 6 from the 41 of Grayling. Campbell now hands off. They bounce it wide to Jacek. He'll cut to the right across the 40. Gets to the 39, a gain of 2 after all that.
Yeah, good cut back by Jacek there. He had some open running room off the left side, but he made a nice cut, made it north and south. It's going to put Sioux High at about a 3rd and 5 here. We need this third down conversion. This is huge for Sioux High, this third down.
3rd and 4 from the 39-yard line of Grayling. And Jacek with a hard run there for a couple yards as it's 3rd and 4 for Sioux High from the 39-yard line of the Vikings. 7-0 Grayling, 3:20 to go in the third quarter of play as the Blue Devils have the ball. With split backs behind Campbell, nobody out as a receiver on 3rd and 4. And movement on the line, and that's a Grayling offsides as they jumped right on that interior.
Good discipline by the Sioux High offense, not jumping on the snap count, and good hard count by Campbell. I love to see that when we can have good discipline and we're not backing ourselves up. So automatic first down for Sioux High. Let's get it rolling, boys.
1st and 10 for the Blue Devils, and they're at the Grayling 34. 7-0 Grayling with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Campbell under center, split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. 1st and 10 for the Blue Devils with 2:50 to go. In trouble with the snap, Campbell pitches off to Rakegum. He'll bounce off to the left side across the 25 all the way down to about the 21. River Rakegum is starting to get some breathing room. Another Blue Devil first down.
Yeah, and what they're doing here is they're putting Rakegum in at the fullback spot. And they're putting Bell in at the left half. So that was just a nice quick pitch to the fullback, Rakegum, and getting Bell on the outside edge to secure a block for him. Great play by Rakegum.
So just moving like a shell game, right on the chessboard, if you will.
Yep, and why not? I mean, Bell's a big, strong kid. Put him at left half and have him go inside and block that linebacker with Rakegum's speed.
Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 7-0 Grayling. 1st and 10 for the Blue Devils, driving at the Viking 21-yard line. Another first down. Campbell has split backs behind him. Campbell now will hand off Rakegum. Hit hard there, but gains about a yard, maybe two on the play as Huspin hit him right at the point of attack.
Yeah, Sioux High starting to find a little bit of success with their running game now. I think this is exactly what we needed. Get Rakegum going, get Bell going a little bit. It's taking a little pressure off of Callan, so it's nice to see 2nd and 7 here.
With minimal signs of fatiguing, this is perhaps where you give the ball to K.O. Bell pretty soon.
Yeah.
Second and 7 for the Devils from the 18 of Grayling. 7-0 Vikings. Minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. Campbell pitches off for Keegum. He'll bounce off to the right. Cut back to the left. And he'll be brought down at the 15-yard line. Gain nearly 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, there wasn't very much room for Keegum to go right there. Good play defensively by Grayling, but also good job by River to at least dip his shoulder and go north and south and at least gain a couple yards for Sioux High.
Third and 7 coming up for Sioux High with a minute and a half and the clock running down to 1:25 left here in the third quarter of play. 7-0 Grayling with the lead. Sioux High driving. They have a third and 5 from the 15 coming up. Four Sioux High from the Vikings 15-yard line. This is Campbell under center. Split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. Closing in on a minute left. Now Campbell back to pass. He's looking. He'll throw towards the end zone, and it is incomplete. Tried to come down with it was Joey Gravel, and it was a tough play to make, and he nearly had it. Fourth down.
Yeah, good play, good throw by Callen, actually. I think what happened there was Gravel might have jumped just a little too early, and the ball ended up falling right out of his hands. But I would assume right now, fourth and 5, I would assume Sioux High is going for this. We need to punch one in right now. We are controlling the tempo of this game. And this is the first time we've had any tempo in the whole game. So I think it's really important that we at least get a first down here. Don't worry about the touchdown. If you're running a route, know where the stick is, get to the sticks, and just convert the first down here.
Fourth and 5 from the Grayling 15 for Sioux High. 1:01 to go here in the third quarter of play. Down 7-0 to Grayling. Campbell under center, split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. We get a whistle. Timeout, Sioux High.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to get Grayling to jump on the hard count again. Good call by Scott Menard. At least to try to get Grayling to jump, call a timeout, regroup, decide what you want to do. Again, I think it's important that we convert this here and not necessarily have to score on this play, but just have situational football and know where the sticks are and just cross them to get the first down.
And now it will bring up a fourth and 5 for the Blue Devils here. And, you know, it'll be interesting what the play call is here, as you mentioned, Ryan, on a fourth down play. Rickegum's had success.
Yeah.
Do they roll the dice and see what Cale Bell can do, or maybe roll out Callen, either tuck it and run or whatever?
You know, I got to say, too, Grayling has actually been getting, when we've been doing our rollouts with Campbell, they've been getting in the backfield quick. So
yes.
It'll be interesting to see if we go with a rollout because they have been putting pressure on Callen, and he did make that one mistake. So it'll be very interesting to see what Sioux High does here. They're in a shotgun set.
And they have Rickegum off the right hit of Campbell. Twins to the right. Fourth down play. Campbell looks from the Grayling 15. He throws, and it's caught. It looks like Max Scott over there on that right side for a Blue Devil. First down on a pitch and catch from Campbell inside the 10.
Perfect play call in the shotgun set. Rolled Campbell out to the right. Max Scott just ran a quick out route and just knew where the first down marker was, made sure that he caught the ball right there and got out of bounds. Great play by Sioux High. That was huge for them.
9 yards on the first down for Sioux High, and their first and goal from the 6-yard line, down 7-0 with under a minute to go here in the third quarter of play. Campbell now is under center, split backs behind him, nobody out as a receiver, and now Callen will go right up the middle, straight ahead running as they try to get towards the goal line. Pushing is the lineman, trying the Blue Devil offensive lineman. They're going to be shy of the goal line, it appears. Sioux High says no, it's a touchdown. Rickegum up the middle. Rickegum was, I think the linemen were just pushing him in. Referees couldn't tell because there was a pile of bodies. Touchdown, Sioux High. 6-yard scamper, Rickegum up the middle. And it's 7-6 Grayling. And the Blue Devils will go for two here because they're, of course, they don't have an extra point kicker here tonight. Soccer is a main sport, and they won earlier today, so they'll go for two.
That was huge, Dave. And again, right there, they had Rickegum in at fullback, and right on that formation, they had Bell at right half, and they just ran right behind Bell. Great job by River to second effort and get in the end zone. That's huge for Sioux High.
28.9 seconds to go. They'll go for two to try to take the lead now. This is going to be a run for Bell, and he's going to run to the left corner, and Sioux High gets the 2 points and take the lead. The first lead of the game, 8-7 Blue Devils with 28.9 seconds to go.
Yeah, another good play call by Sioux High. Callen was just lined up in shotgun, just took the snap and took off for the left corner. That is huge for Sioux High. Hopefully this changes the tempo. Everything's working in our favor right now. Our defense has been able to make stops, so hopefully our defense can make another stop. That was a great drive by Sioux High to control the clock, run some time down on Grayling, and that's the longest that Grayling's defense has been on the field so far. So that was a great offensive drive by Sioux High. We really needed that, Dave.
And now I think that will even spark the defense a little more
yeah.
Now.
These kids are all pumped up right now, and it's awesome to see. So,
And let's remember about that interception by the Blue Devils on the pick that set up this touchdown.
Exactly. Like I said, it's almost a deja vu to last week, how this whole game is working out. Struggle in the first half, come out in the second half with a new plan, get an interception, and then go down and score a touchdown. So great job by Sioux High making some second-half adjustments. They moved some – shift some running backs around. They're putting River Rikigum in at fullback and having Bell switch from left to right half, and they're running behind Bell, which is they're finding success in right now.
Nine-play drive for the touchdown for Sioux High, and again, the turnover on the interception by Sebastian Salcido Arroyo set that up, and a nine-play drive for Sioux High for the touchdown, and an impressive drive it was. There's the kickoff. Grayling takes it back at their own 15 on the left side of the field. They'll try to break tackles. Good special teams play over there by Carter Olszewski to bring them down.
Yeah, great tackle by Carter. Good open field tackle. I think this is a huge moment for our defense to be able to get another stop here. Like I said, Sioux High right now is controlling the tempo, and if we can get Grayling, maybe knock their confidence down a little bit, because Grayling has been able to pass the ball and run up the middle, have some success in it. Sorry, folks. So hopefully Sioux High can get another fourth down conversion and be able to get our offense back on the field.
An impressive drive it was after the interception for Sioux High, and there's a screen pass left side completed. They get it up to the 30-yard line for Grayling, and a gain of maybe 5 yards on the play, a host of Blue Devils in on the tackle on that first down play.
Yep, Grayling just going with quick passes right now. I think what I'm seeing for Grayling here is our Sioux High defensive backs are really playing off coverage right now, and all Grayling is doing is just throwing the ball out to the receiver and trying to let him make a play. But end of the third quarter, great third quarter, second half adjustments by Sioux High.
Blue Devils with the lead, 8-7, fourth quarter coming up. Sioux High 8, Grayling 7. You're listening to Blue Devil Football. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. And we have a 3rd-and-1 coming up for Grayling. They were able to get up to the 1 yard line on that last play. A big hit by Sioux High, I think. Ryan was ooing and
on. He laid the lumber.
Was it Joy or John?
It was Joseph, number 82. He really laid the lumber right there. Nice hit.
3rd-and-1 coming up from the Grayling 34 for the Vikings. 8-7 Sioux High with the lead. They take a late third quarter lead right now. And now this is Aldridge spinning away from would-be tacklers. Gets the Vikings first down across the 40 to about the 42.
Yeah, Sioux High getting caught arm tackling right there. Ooh, hopefully he's not hurt, the Grayling player. He did take a shot, but Sioux High really struggling right now, arm tackling on that last play.
Injury timeout to Josh Aldridge, who's had a good game, and they will attend to him. Matt McLeod, or actually it will be Doc heading over there, Doc Mackey.
Too, yep.
And Doc will head over and tend to him. Longtime doctor at the home games for Sioux High. He's been doing this for a long time. He'll tend to Josh Aldridge, and in between the third and fourth quarters, Athletic Director Pat Bennett giving a little shades of Camp Randall Stadium in Wisconsin. They do the jump around, as if you've ever seen the Badgers student section, and he's added that here, trying to get the students and the crowd going. Great crowd here at the Van Sitters tonight, and folks were into it here, and perfect timing with that, as the Devils have taken some momentum here with an 8-7 lead early in the fourth quarter. 8-7 Sioux High with 11-11 to go in the ball game.
Yeah, I love seeing all the support that the Sioux High football team gets, and we got the crowd is really into the game, a lot of cheering. The parking lot's full.
Yep. Beautiful night for football.
The cars are packed all the way back to the bus garages, so it's awesome to see. And I was listening to you and and Scott on Coach's Corner and kind of alluding to, you know, how Sault Ste. Marie being a hockey town. But it's awesome to see how many kids are coming out for football.
Yep.
And the football, high school football team here in Sault Ste. Marie has kind of been turning around these last couple of years, going back to the playoffs and having a lot of success, and we're getting a lot of support from it, and it's awesome to see you, Dave.
Yeah, and you know, guys like you and Mikey Lynn coming back, you know, because the development stages of the Sioux Giants program is so critical to the success at this level.
Yeah, and Mike Mariuz is around too, and he played.
Your dad was a longtime coach during the success when your brother was playing.
Yep. So it's just awesome to see.
Now the Vikings have a first and 10 from the 43. They'll hand off. This is the big fullback going, breaking tackles all the way up towards midfield is Jake Huspin. And Huspin able to dodge about three would-be tacklers, and it's a grueling first down.
Oh, and we had him in the backfield, too. Again, we're diving right now instead of breaking down and making the tackle. I mean, we're just leaving our feet. We had him in the backfield. That could have been a huge loss of yardage right there, I think. But good shifty move by Grayling, and puts up a second and 3.
Did not get the first down. He gained 7 on the play. Now it's Kaharik in the shotgun, and they have twins to each side. Screen pass completed. This is Aldridge at the 45 down to the Suhai 43-yard line as Carter Olszewski in on the tackle over there with number 82, Joey Gravel.
Yeah, just a quick out route by Grayling there. Had a lot of room to run. I don't know if we got lost in coverage, but good job by Gravel and Carter to make an open field tackle and get him down quickly.
Able to get the first down that time is Grayling on the first down play. As they gain some yardage on that to get into Suhai territory. It's first and 10 now for the Vikings in the Suhai 42. Blue Devils 8. Grayling 7, 10:03 left here in regulation. Kaharik now in the shotgun. Back to pass, throws over the middle. It's broken up and a near pickoff again. Sebastian Salcido Arroyo or nearly with a second interception of the night.
Yeah, great play in anticipation by Salcido. He came from a safety spot, read the quarterback's eyes, and he came up, knocked the ball down. Great play by him. I think this would be huge if Suhai could get another defensive stop here. The way that our offense was moving the ball, I just think if we can get another defensive stop, it can change the outcome of the game for Suhai.
Second and 10 from the 42 of Suhai for Grayling. 9:56 left in the ball game. 8-7 Suhai. Kaharik in the shotgun. One lone setback. He has twins. Make it trips to the right. One lone receiver to the left. They hand off. Big fullback Husband has a first down or near a first down all the way down to the make it 31-yard line. A chunk play of 9 yards on the play and does have that first down.
Yeah, Grayling just staying in their shotgun set. They've been in pretty much the same formation all night. Just a quick little handoff to the fullback. Good hard run by him to get upfield and get a first down for Grayling.
First and 10 now for the Vikings from the Suhai 31-yard line as they're driving with 9.5 to go in regulation in an 8-7 Blue Devil lead.
Yeah, Grayling's really taking their time right now running this clock down, and you can't blame them.
Time management there. They're just trying to chew it up as much as they can. And now Kaharik has split backs, and the snap goes behind him. He'll pick it up and tuck and run, and he'll be brought down. There is a flag flying. Matter of fact, the split back took that. Corbin Allen, we'll have to check the marker. He did lose yardage on the play, but we'll check the penalty flag.
It came from the defensive side of the ball where the flag was thrown. Holding.
It's against Grayling. Holding. Penalty on the Vikings. On a hold.
Yeah, broken play. Snap went over his head. He just picked the ball up and took off running, just trying to get some yards. Good play on the edge by Suhai. Another big lick. I've noticed that Suhai, when they break down, they can make some big hits, Dave. I mean, if we can just get out of diving and arm tackling, I think the Suhai defense is going to be fine. And honestly, the Suhai defense has played very well tonight by getting Grayling off the field. So if we can just work on our form tackling a little more, I think we'll be better off.
First and 20 now after that penalty on the Vikings. Back all the way to the 43-yard line of Grayling. Another bad snap goes behind him. Kakarik tries to throw it. Incomplete. He wanted his man to the left side as they drive Kakarik into the ground there. You have to be careful so you don't get roughy the passer.
Yeah.
Incomplete pass to Quinlan because they drove him hard.
Yeah. Great job, though, by Sioux High. Defense really getting in the backfield and getting after that ball. And when he picked the ball up, he had nowhere to go with it. He just grabbed it and tossed it. So good job by the Sioux High defense bringing up a second and 20. Let's get situational football here. Expect a pass. Keep your guy in front of you.
Second and long for Grayling from the 42-yard line of Sioux High. They have trips to the right, back to pass, a receiver to the left, and he wants him. He throws deep. He's looking well overthrown. Good coverage over there as well as Kakarik wanted Fletcher Quinlan on that left side, the junior, an incomplete pass.
Yeah, good coverage by Carter there. They tried to throw the wheel route with a little pump fake, and he didn't fall for it, kept his man in front of him. Third down, be expecting the same thing here. Know where the sticks are. Don't let your guy beat you.
Third and long coming up now for the Vikings. Dave Watson, Ryan Wolin at the Vansitters Field. Tremendous football game this has turned out to
awesome.
Be. In 8:41 left of the ball game, 8-7 Sioux High with the lead. Broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton doing a good job of running our variable resistors for us back at the WSOL studios. Back to pass, Kakarik looking. He pump fakes, he has a lot of room to run right up the middle of the field, breaking tackles across the 30. They'll bring him down there at the Sioux High 30-yard line. Kakarik had the middle of the field. Sioux High gave up there, and Kakarik gets all the way down to the 30 of the Blue Devils. It's a fourth and eight, so he gained about 12 yards on that run.
Hey, great play by Kakarik. I mean, great coverage by the Sioux High defensive backs. He took his time, and then when he noticed nobody was open, wide open in the middle, he took off running again. Couple missed tackles, gets him back to the line of scrimmage for fourth down.
Fourth and eight now for the Vikings. From the 30 of Sioux High, 8-7, Blue Devils in the lead with 7:55 left here in the ballgame. Kakarik back to pass. He'll throw deep as a man wide open, and he overthrows him on fourth down. And Sioux High takes over on downs.
Another defensive stop for Sioux High. Good coverage by Sioux High there, not letting him catch the ball in the end zone. He overthrew him quite a bit. I don't know if he'd been able to make a play
right
on that anyway. So good job by Sioux High. If this defense has really been working hard for Sioux High tonight, and I think the only thing, if we could just get some more pressure on their quarterback, it would help us out a little bit. But I can't complain about this defense at all. They fought hard tonight.
Yeah, it made adjustments again in the second half.
And to get them to our offense back on the field, you got to give kudos to Gordy Campbell and the defense.
Well, Gordy and Brendan Kreiderman do a great job of that defense. First and 10 now coming up for Sioux High, 8-7 Blue Devil lead. We'll get a timeout on the field, and Blue Devils will talk things over with 7:49 to go here. And Sioux High has two timeouts left. It should mention Grayling only has one. That's critical, Ryan.
Yeah.
Because if you can get a sustained drive here, you could try to run some clock, and Grayling only can stop at once. So you can, I don't think they could, you know, chew up all the 7:49. It would be nice. But if you can get a sustained drive and work some clock, that really would help here
exactly.
as well. And obviously the key is, you know, if you get in the end zone, even better.
Right. I mean, I've said it a few times, but I just can't believe how this is almost like a deja vu to last week of how this game started out, and then the second half, same thing with the interception. I'm glad to see the Sioux High defense playing very well and making a stand, but I think we're going to see, like what you said, Dave, they're going to try and ground and pound right now. They had success putting Rakegum at fullback, so I think they'll keep doing that and letting Bell be the lead blocker out of the halfback spot.
7:49 left of the ball game. Sioux High 8-7. They trailed for most of the game until late in the third quarter, and Rakegum scored from 6 yards out, set up by a Sioux High interception to get that series going. They hand off to Rakegum. Nothing going on that right edge. He's going to be brought down for a loss.
Yeah, tried to sweep it off tackle to the right side of the field. Good job by the Grayling defense. Really sealing that edge and being able to make the tackle. I think Sioux High might have lost a yard even there.
Yeah, I thought they did when they bounced off to that right edge.
Looks like we're bringing in a different set here.
Second and 11, 1 yard loss on the play. Rakegan will get a breather. K.O. Bell comes back in. He's out there. Max Scott, Callan Campbell, the junior quarterback for Sioux High. 8-7, Blue Devils with the lead. 7:06, clock rolling left in the ballgame. 2nd and 11 for the Blue Devils from the Sioux High 30-yard line. Campbell in the shotgun. Twins now to the right side. Campbell will keep it on a little bootleg himself to the right side. He has a hole down the sideline. Breaking tackles across midfield. First down, Sioux High at the Grayling 48.
Good job by Callan. Hey, we haven't really ran Callan in this second half. We've kind of given him some breathers. Good second half adjustments by getting these other running backs involved. And that's, I think, the first run Callan's had in this whole second half at his quarterback spot. So great job, great block on the edge by the running backs and the receivers. Campbell was able to cut in, gain yards upfield. Great play by Sioux High.
First and 10 for Sioux High from the Vikings 48-yard line. 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 8-7 Blue Devils. Campbell now in the shotgun again. He has a receiver to his twins to the right. One lone halfback off his right hip. And they'll go with the long count here to work as much clock as they can. To snap it right before the end of the play clock. Again, we have a play clock in high school football. Second or third year with that. And now Campbell from the shotgun. Hands off in the draw play. Rakegan, he'll look for the hole. And he'll be driven back shy of the 45 of Grayling.
Yeah, again, Grayling right now is adjusting well as well on their defensive side by really shutting down the off-tackle run right now. Sioux High, last couple plays on this drive have not been able to get off-tackle other than Callan's sweep. So it'll be interesting to see if Sioux High gets in this shotgun, stays in this shotgun set.
They gain a yard on the play and get it to 2nd and 9. Rakegan with the 1 yard run from the 46 of Grayling for Sioux High. Campbell in the shotgun. Bell, the fullback, off his right hip. Twins to the right. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Sioux High up 8-7. Campbell from the shotgun. He'll keep it himself on the bootleg to the right side. He'll have a hole across the 40, 35, and he'll slide down. And just around the out-of-bounds marker across the 35 does Callan Campbell. He did slide out-of-bounds, so the clock does stop. And 5:20 to go here in the game. It is a first down.
Yeah, just a basic sweep that they're running with Callan here. They got Bell on his right hip. Callan's getting the snap, and Bell is his lead blocker going off the right edge, and they're finding success with it right now. Good job by Campbell, showing patience and then finding a spot where he wants to accelerate and get upfield.
First and 10 for Sioux High at the 33-yard line of Grayling, and Campbell has split backs behind him. Bell's right behind him and a receiver to the right side. They hand off to Cale Bell. Bell across the 30, gets up to the 28.
Good job by Bell. It looked like there was almost a mishap on the snap. I thought we fumbled the snap there for a second. So good job by Callan and Bell to be able to secure that ball, gain a couple yards for a second down.
Well, that is critical because you got to make sure that's clean. And,
yeah.
You know, that will get better with repetition.
At this stage in the game, a turnover would be critical right now because we're driving, we're chewing time off the clock like you said we need to do. And
you don't want to give them life.
No, you don't.
4:25 to go, 8-7 Sioux High, 2nd and 6 coming up for the Blue Devils from the Grayling 29-yard line. Campbell now with split backs behind him, nobody out as a receiver for the Blue Devils. And now he had trouble with that one again, Ryan. He hands off to Rakegan, and he gone down the sideline, touchdown. River Rakegan, 29 yards in total, no flags, and that is your dagger right there.
Great play by Sioux High, just a basic 0-3 dive. They had Campbell handed off to Rakegan at the fullback spot and had Bell go right off tackle, get that linebacker. Great speed by Rakegan to get outside and get in the end zone. Great drive by Sioux High offense right there. They needed that.
4:07 to go, and Sioux High will go for two. River Rakegan gets the touchdown for Sioux High as the Blue Devils increase their lead here. Rakegan's 2nd touchdown of the night, 29 yards in total. And you know, I said on Coach's Corner, Ryan, that the one thing Pat Bennett made a great call the last several years, made a good opinion on, is Sioux High didn't have that one home run hitter.
No.
That guy that could make a breakaway play. I think we have him in Rakegan in these
too.
First
He's
2 weeks.
He's got some speed, man. I mean, when he gets outside, he can really fly.
You look at these first 2 weeks. You know, the 95-yard run, 56-yard run.
Yeah.
And this one here, that one's a dagger. I mean, that's the one – type of player that Suhai has been missing. Even 2 years ago when they had the really good team, and last year's solid team, they didn't have that one breakaway player.
Yeah, when he hits the corner, he's gone, you know, and that's exactly what Rakigam did there. He had a great block by Bell off the edge, and he really sealed the edge so the defensive end could not get outside. And once Rakigam cut that corner, there was nothing but daylight left in front of them. So great play call by Suhai. Great execution by Suhai to complement their hard work and defense tonight.
29-yard run for Rakigam in total. We'll get the long two-point conversion after a penalty flag against Suhai. They throw it to the end zone. It is caught in the corner. Back corner by Gravel Campbell was being held and trying to be brought down, and his strength caused that, and he threw it over to the back of the end zone, and Gravel with the two-point conversion catch. Great athletic ability to haul it in by Gravel. Suhai's up 16-7.
Oh, that sparked this Suhai team and this crowd. Hey, Dave, great play. Great play again by Campbell. Caught the ball off the snap. Was patient. Made a guy miss. Was able to stay up while the guy's trying to hold him down. Lofted it up to big, tall John Gravel. And he was able to secure the two-point conversion. Gives us a 16-7 lead. That is huge for Suhai. I'm very proud of the way that they have made their second half adjustments again as well.
What an athletic play by both quarterback and tight end.
Yep. Both basketball players, too. You can tell that they go up and get those rebounds. Met the ball at its highest point. So great job by Callen and by Gravel there.
That was a six-play drive in total for Suhai. It garnered... Let's see, that was a 70-yard drive in total as well for the Blue Devils for the touchdown. And a nifty one it was, a time-consuming drive as well, as it took over 3 minutes for the Devils, nearly 4 minutes. And that is your cherry on top of the sundae, hopefully, at this point.
Makes it a two-score game. You know, Suhai, that was important for Suhai to make it a two-score game right there. So good job by them.
It was critical, and they're able to get that. And here's the pooch kick taken by the Vikings. And about the 42-yard line, Suhai will have Grayling take over.
Yeah, I think what the idea there behind that little pooch kick, maybe try to catch Grayling sleeping a little bit. They're down in the dumps a little after getting behind here a little bit. So I think maybe they just tried to catch him sleeping, get a little pooch kick. Kid caught the ball, got on the ground right away.
4:05 left here in this one. 42-yard line of Grayling is where they will take over. And, boy, Grayling dominated the first half.
Yeah.
And then from that interception on, it's been all Suhai.
Exactly. And we can't get comfortable here on defense either.
Now Kaharick back to pass. Screen pass completed. And they find their man to the left side. He runs out of bounds quickly in that little screen pass to Quinlan.
So, again, you're going to see Grayling have some urgency here. They've been passing the ball a lot tonight. Get the guy down in front of you. If he's going to catch the ball, if you can help it, don't let him get out of bounds. Let that clock keep running. But big thing, don't fall for the fake. Don't get burned deep on the deep pass because situational football.
That touchdown run by Rakigam, 29 yards. 3:42 time of the drive. It was a 70-yard drive, six plays for that touchdown. Underthrown pass, incomplete on that right side. River Rakigam with two touchdowns tonight, 29 yards and 6 yards earlier. That put the Blue Devils on the board, that first one from 6 yards old. That was huge because then that really gave Suhai confidence, and they've controlled it ever since. Third and four coming up for Grayling.
Yeah, another just great adjustments at the half there for Suhai. So that's good to see that they're able to fix their issues right away within a quarter, within a half, to figure out how to fix what's going wrong.
Third and four for the 47 or 3:57 to go. The Grayling 47 deflected off three hands incomplete. Olszewski nearly had another, I think, pick six because he would have caught that.
Yeah,
he would have been gone.
It looked like, again, Grayling just a quick pass out. We're playing off coverage right now, our Suhai defensive backs. Just a quick pass out to the receiver, and Gravel got his hand up on it, almost like a tip drill, and it just went out of Carter's hands there. Good play by Suhai. Brings up another fourth down. Let's get another, let's get off the field here again.
Fourth down coming up. Grayling has to go for it in this situation, down 16-7.
Watch the hard count here.
As Coach Tunney has no option, and as Ryan said, they may go with the hard count to try to get the Devils to jump. And now back to pass, looking, and that is a screen pass. Huspin across the 45 of Suhai, and he's going to be brought down there.
Good play call by Grayling there. Suhai was able to get in the backfield quick, and which they haven't really been able to do that very much tonight successfully, is put pressure on the quarterback. So great screen pass by Grayling right there.
And now the Vikings back to pass. Koharik, he throws to the left side. It is nearly intercepted. I don't think they're ready for it there. Salcido Arroyo nearly had his second one of the night, and it dropped right at his shoelaces. Suhai now on that pass, incomplete pass it was.
It might have looked like a little miscommunication.
Yep.
I thought Salcido maybe was looking like Carter was going to jump up and get the ball, and I think Carter was thinking that Salcido was right there to catch it. So either way, lose it down, second and 10. Good coverage by Suhai.
Second and 10 coming up now for the Vikings, so the 45-yard line of Suhai. And now they will back the pass, and they'll throw, and that is an incomplete pass as they try to get it out of bounds there, and it will go back on that play to the next down, to third down.
Yeah, he just rolled out and threw it out of bounds there. I think he tried to hit his guy on an out route, but a little sailed over his head. Brings up a third and 10 for Suhai.
And we'll bring up 3:26 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Third and 10 coming up for the Vikings. They'll move the ball to the left hash now towards us in the press box side of the field. 16-7 Suhai, an impressive second half yet again by the Blue Devils on their home opener, looking to go 2-0 on the campaign. Koharik back to pass. He'll look from midfield. He'll air it out. He'll throw and overthrow his man by a country mile. Incomplete pass, fourth down.
Yeah, right there, Suhai got good pressure on him, and we're in the backfield putting good pressure on the quarterback, and he had to rush a throw, and he just threw it way deep over his receiver's head.
Fourth and 10 coming up. Blue Devils on the bench. You can hear the crowd as they're getting the crowd into the game. This has been a loud crowd all game.
Getting them pumped up for another fourth down stop here, Dave.
Yep. Fourth and 10. Great crowd on hand on a gorgeous night here in Sault Ste. Marie. Blue Devils look to go to 2-0 in the campaign. What an impressive second half. It was all Grayling until an interception by Salcido Arroyo in the third quarter, and that sparked the Devils. Koharik back to pass. Screen pass left side, and it's incomplete. Devils take over on downs.
Yeah, it looked like got a little pressure on him again, and he forced his throw, and it was just behind the Grayling receiver. So Suhai, I think what we're going to see here, Dave, ground and pound, ground and pound, ground and pound. Just control that clock and really wear down this Grayling defense. Great job by Suhai defense tonight. They've really played their butts off tonight.
They really have, and they led this game. And the other thing, too, is Callan Campbell. We said in the first half he was the only one able to get in and going on both sides of the ball, and the first game ball should go to him because he kept his team in this game.
He did, especially defensively. Those couple big sacks in the first half really helped him out.
First and 10 for the Blue Devils on the 45 of Suhai. Campbell hands off up the middle. Rakigam, he'll squirt his way up to the 50 in a little five-yard gain.
Yeah, just a quick off-tackle play again, the same play that they ran when they scored the touchdown. Good hard run by Rakigam. Gain about 5 yards for Suhai.
And they get the five-yard gain from the 45 to right up to the 45-yard line, from the 45 to the 50. For the Blue Devils, and right at midfield will be Suhai. Dave Watson, Ryan Wallen, timeout on the field. Then 3:05 to go here in this one. Glad to have you listening, and a gorgeous night for football. Beautiful night, and excellent job in the second half. Keep in mind, Grayling had a 7-0 lead at the half, and they dominated that first half in almost every which way. And even the start of the third quarter, they were able to get a Suhai turnover and a bad Campbell interception. And Koharik threw a pick. Salcido Arroyo with the interception, and that was the turning point of the game, because that's the same series that Suhai was able to get success, Ryan, as you mentioned, and get all the way down, and then Rakigam gets in from 6 yards out. They get the two-point conversion. They take the lead 8-7 after trailing 7-0 for most of the game, and then Rakigam with that huge 29-yard touchdown run, and that really was a nail in the coffin.
And, you know, it's a credit to these kids not getting down when things go wrong. And in the past, I think you've seen Suhai make a bad play or an interception, and their heads get down, and it looks like this team has a short memory and they're able to recover quickly.
Now Campbell with split backs behind him now at midfield. He hands off to Rakegan, breaking tackles. Make that Kale Bell. Bell all the way up to the 40. And he'll get up to the 38. That's his longest run of the game.
And this is where they're going to love having Kale Bell. He's just a big, hard running back for a sophomore. And he runs with a purpose. And I tell you what, when you get late in these games, that is not a guy that you want to have to go tackle. So I think you're going to see Sue High try to get him rolling.
Well, in a timeout on the field, Grayling, I think, uses their last timeout. Both teams were down to one. But now Grayling's defense in this half really fatigued. And this is where, to your point, Ryan, this is when you run the big bell cow, no pun intended, running back in Kale Bell.
Well, and what they did, too, is in the whole first half, Dave, they had Kale Bell in the fullback position, actually. And they tried running the trap that worked last week. And Grayling did a really good job about stuffing that and being able to stop him running the ball. But what Suhai did coming out in the second half is they decided, okay, we're going to put Rakegum at fullback and we're going to put Bell at left half and we're going to have Bell be our lead blocker, because, again, that's a kid coming at you full speed that can block out of the backfield as well and give room for a kid like River Rakegum to get outside on the edge.
Seems like a simple adjustment the way you make it sound, but obviously critical in this game.
Oh, yeah, and it worked to their favor, and, you know, a great job by the Suhai coaching staff to make that call.
2:55 left in this ball game. Campbell now with split backs behind him as it's a first and 10 coming up. And they hand off to the right side. Rakegum again down the sideline. He toe-drags the sideline all the way to the 10 of Grayling, and a first down for the Blue Devils and a nifty run.
And that's all you're seeing Suhai do right now. They're just running behind Bell. Quick sweep out to the right that scored. They scored their last touchdown on by River. So great job by Suhai. Good job blocking on the edge. And good job by River being patient and finding the hole.
And the confidence Rakegum's getting now.
Oh, goodness, yes.
You know, and he is just racking up the yardage in the second half.
All these kids are running with a purpose once they get going.
First and 10 for the Blue Devils from the 15-yard line of Grayling. This will be Campbell with split backs behind him. Kellen Campbell now will hand off. This is the big fullback, Kale Bell. And Bell will be brought down just shy of the 10.
Yeah, good hard run by Bell. Just going north and south. Keep this clock running. Gain positive yards. Sets us up in a second and 5. And be nice to get one more in the end zone and really put this game away for Suhai after the way it started.
2:29 left here in this one as the clock rolls down to 2:20 as the Blue Devils will get the 2-0 and their arch rival Sheboygan comes to town next Friday. I'll have the call here at the Van Sitters Field kickoff show at 6:35 as Sheboygan will be in town, as we'll lose Ryan next week because you'll be in Alaska for your brother's wedding and enjoy Alaska there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Make sure your dad doesn't fall in the water there. You have to fish him out. And now the handoff. Yep, the middle. We get a whistle on the play with under 2 minutes to go here in this one.
Well, I'll be bringing my Bluetooth speaker and
listening along. We'll say
we'll
hello.
We'll be either sitting by the bonfire, I'm sure.
It'll be late afternoon. It'll be mid-late afternoon there. Is that 4 or 3 hours?
I think it's four. So if we're able to, definitely we love listening to Suhai football. We're big supporters of it, always have been, so we'll definitely be listening to
it.
It'll
be late afternoon Sarsaparilla time.
Yeah, and Grandma Olshelski's coming with us, too, so she'll definitely want to listen to the game.
Oh, she'll want that game on.
She don't miss any of that.
We'll definitely say hello to you.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll try to see if I can snag Scott Nason next week, because he's going to be filling in for me the following week when Superior Heights comes in town. So we'll see if Scott's available in his busy schedule. Hand off to Kale Bell. I know the Eagles are getting close to starting in the season.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, Scott is the voice of Sioux Eagles hockey and Flow TV, or their hockey TV stream, and also over on News Talk 1400 that you can also hear Scott on the game. Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m., Sault Ste. Marie's only local, regional, and national sports show. Every Monday night, Scotty will cover it with Butch Davis and Butch on Sports. He gets Dave McKeg Jr. to join him around 6:30 to talk about the north side of the St. Mary's. That's the game Monday nights over at News Talk 1400, 6 to 8 p.m. 3rd and 11 for Suhai as they keep on running the clock. Minute 16 to go, and they'll just straight ahead running there and get it down to close to a minute to go.
Yeah, it looked like Campbell just took the snap, and it was a third down play, he just took the snap and then just ran straight forward and almost fell down. I don't know if Sioux High is planning on maybe kicking a field goal here, but it's fourth down. Well, clock's ticking 50 seconds, so maybe just take a knee here and call it a game.
And it's under a minute to go in this one as Sioux High with a 16-7 lead here. Clock rolling down. Successful night for the Blue Devils.
Oh, yeah.
And a nice win for Sioux High. Successful night for the new athletic director.
Yep.
Pat, I'll tell you what, I was, of course, disappointed to lose him, but I got a guy that could really step in, and Pat did a great job for us. But, you know, really glad to have Ryan here, but I'm also very excited to have Pat Bennett as our athletic director here at Sioux High.
Oh, for sure.
I'll tell you what, if there was a guy that was bred for something like that, he knows every angle of this department. He was here at when I arrived at 4:30, usually I beat the team here, and I usually beat the athletic director here, but not now. And Pat's done a nice job already, and he works extremely hard. And Sioux High Athletics is in great hands with Pat Bennett.
Well, he's been around a long time and knows how all the sports work, so he'll definitely do a good job, that I believe as well.
So mark it down. I did not make fun of him. I said something nice. And he stayed out of the hot dogs tonight, too.
He did a good job.
He had a lot of food up here for us.
Yeah, I didn't notice any. So.
But I said something nice about him, so we're done for the year.
Oh, there you go.
29.5 seconds to go here in this one. Blue Devils will get the 2-0, and this is as critical. They are in a good position here, Sioux High is, as they got 4th and 9 coming up. On a 4th down play, and they will hand off Rakigam. He'll break a tackle, try to cut up the middle, brought down. So a turnover on downs. Grayling will get the clock to stop. 23 seconds left. But Ryan, now you're a 2-0. You got your arch rival coming in a game that Sheboygan did win last week against a Lake City team that is down a little bit. But they play, I believe, tomorrow night, the Chiefs do. And Sheboygan, always a rival. They're in a very good position if you're Sioux High at 2-0 now. You have two home games coming up, 3 straight with this one. And now you have Sheboygan and then Superior Heights.
Absolutely.
They could put themselves in a really good position.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with you there.
And now Kaharick will hand off. It's off right tackle they go, and they will gain some yardage there. Clock will roll down. They can't stop the clock again. And Sioux High will move on to the victory here. 16-7 will be the final score as the crowd cheers as the clock runs down with 5 seconds to go, as they all get up and a good contingent at the Van Sitters Field applauding the effort, especially in the second half. Sioux High wins it 16-7. Ryan, before I let you go, final thoughts. You know, at halftime, we were like, oh, boy, Grayling looked really good.
Yeah.
But, boy, with the great adjustments, sparked by another interception that really, like last week, that was that turning point of the game, and it was all Sioux High from that point forward. But what an effort to get back in this game.
Yeah, you know, I think Sioux High is out to make a point this year. These first two games, talking to Scott a little bit, Escanaba had a player kind of not give him the respect. And then I was walking in the field house in the coach's office, and I was telling you earlier, I saw a little article that Grayling had, and they didn't give Sioux High any respect either. They said they have a tough schedule, and they played TC, St. Francis, and Kingsley, and they didn't mention Sioux High in it. And so I think that's been
a second straight week that happened with Escanaba too.
I think that's been a motivating factor for this coaching staff to get these kids fired up. And I think these kids are out here. They have something that they want to prove, that, hey, we're here to play, and we're going to play good physical football. And you know, you got to give credit to the coaching staff making the adjustments at halftime, both offensively and defensively. Great game by Sioux High. Big win for Sioux High.
An impressive second half does it in. They were down 7-0 at the break, and they score 16 unanswered and win the game 16-7. River Rakigam with two touchdowns here in the second half. Ryan, a lot of fun the first 2 weeks. We'll, of course, wish you safe travels. Congratulations and good luck with the wedding festivities for your brother, Tyler, up in Alaska. And safe travels for you and your family up there. Enjoy it up there, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Sounds good, Dave. Look forward to coming back, and we'll definitely be listening if we can. So Go Sioux High. Good game.
All right. Ryan Wolin with us here, our football analyst for Blue Devil Football. I'll come back and back in 1 minute with the postgame show. Sioux High wins it 16-7 over Greeling. Blue Devils off to a 2-0 start. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. An impressive second half for the second straight week, and the Sioux High Blue Devils win this one here by the score of 16-7. Sioux High is now 2-0 in the campaign as they knock off the Greeling Vikings here at the Van Sitters Field. Sioux High 16, the Greeling Vikings 7. Here's the scoring summary of the game. In the first half of play, Greeling would score in the first quarter at the 350 mark. A touchdown run by Corbin Allen from 7 yards out. PAT was good. 11-play drive, 60 yards was the drive, touchdown drive as well. PAT was good, 7-0 Greeling. It was a time of the drive was 5 minutes and 16 seconds. No scoring in the second quarter of play. Sioux High struggled, had the chances a couple times in Greeling territory, once in the red zone, and could not convert in that first half of play. Third quarter had come, Greeling up 7-0. Sioux High would be intercepted as Callan Campbell would get picked off in an underthrown pass, but Greeling would throw an interception right away on a pickoff by quarterback for Greeling, number 12, Ethan Koharik, would be picked up by Sebastian Salcido Arroyo, and that was the turning point of the game. Yet again, second straight week, a back-breaking interception by Sioux High. Last week, the pick six by Carter Olszewski. This one, Salcido Arroyo with a pick with a pickoff there with the interception, and then Sioux High would get their first touchdown of the game. They get some confidence finally offensively, and River Rikigam would take it in for a touchdown, 6 yards in total. A good time-consuming drive by Callan Campbell. It took 4 minutes and 32 seconds time of the drive. Rikigam with a 6-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion good by K.O. Bell, 9 plays, 59 yards for the touchdown and the 2-point convert for Sioux High. They're up 8-7. That was with 28.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. In the fourth, icing on the cake, Rikigam with another moving a run, 29 yards, a home run type of run he would have again. Last week he had a 95 and a 56-yard scamper. This one from 29 yards out, and the 2-point try good. Campbell with a throw as he was under duress and being held, and he'd throw it to the back of the end zone, and Joey Gravel, the tight end, would have make a circus catch for the 2-point conversion. 70-yard drive, 3 minutes 42 seconds time of the drive, 6 plays, Sioux High 16-7, and they just took all the wind out of Grayling's sails. The Blue Devils defense did a tremendous job in this game. Callan Campbell was outstanding in the first half when he really didn't have any help and everybody else struggling a bit. Callan was outstanding with 2 sacks in the first half, and he kept the Devils in the game, and then everybody else came to the party in the second half. Yet again, the Blue Devils with great adjustments in the second half, and they move on to the win of 16-7. Coach's Corner on Saturday morning from Applebee's, 11.05 a.m. till noon on the corner. The scores that matter at the top of the show. Sioux High Athletic Director Pat Bennon will join us. We'll also play back an interview with the Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and that's Mark Ewell. All that this week in high school sports. And what's on deck from Coach's Corner coming up on Saturday from Applebee's on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, next game preview, and final thoughts before we leave the Van Sitters Field. Blue Devil football is 2-0 with an exciting second half comeback over the Greeling Vikings. Sioux High 16, the Greeling Vikings 7. Back in 1 minute here on the postgame show on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Van Sitters Field, Sioux High wins this one with an impressive second-half comeback. Blue Devils 16 and the Greeling Vikings is 7. Sioux High is now 2-0 on the year. Greeling falls to 1-1 on the early campaign. Next game preview, the football Blue Devils will be back in action on Friday here at the Van Sitters Field. Sioux High will take on the Sheboygan Chiefs. Blue Devils have won the previous 7 matchups with their arch rivals, the Chiefs. Last year's contest in the Old River Town was a Sioux High win, 49-21. You can hear all the action from the AJ Van Sitters Field on Friday night, next Friday night, with yours truly here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Kickoff show starts at 6:35. Time for final thoughts. Well, at halftime, folks. They were up against it, it looked like, for Sioux High. Grayling with an impressive first half. They were only up 7-0. That's a credit to the Sioux High defense, because if you put a lid on the scoreboard, you would have thought by just looking at the play, Grayling was up by multiple scores. Second half, Sioux High made adjustments. A critical turnover. Sebastian Salcido Arroyo with that interception, and that sparked Sioux High. And finally, the running game was able to get going after Grayling did such a great job on that running game of Sioux High, and it was River Rakegum able to get it going. Two touchdowns tonight, and Sioux High's in a very good position early on this season at 2-0, and they have two more home games before they go back on the road back in week five. They get Sheboygan and then Superior Heights, so they certainly have put themselves in a very good position. Replays of Sioux High broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230wsol.com. Catch a wrap-up of tonight's game tomorrow morning on the 1230 WSOL Morning Show during sports, starting in the 6 a.m. hour. You have been listening to a sports presentation of Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOL. For my partner, Ryan Wolin, tonight's broadcast engineer, Tiffany Stratton, did a tremendous job for us tonight. Thanks to Coral Howe and IT Director Mike Spooler for their technical help here at the Van Sitters Field leading up to our first game here tonight. I'm Dave Watson saying the final score from the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie, it was the Sioux High Blue Devils 16, the Grayling Vikings 7. Blue Devils are 2-0 on the season. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.